This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike. I want to say Don and Mike. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike. You're going to edit this, aren't you? Okay. This is Big John Studd. I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7. This is Big John Studd, and I never listen to Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK Radio.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Let me see. Don, Mike,
here.
Rob,
present.
Buzz, Broyhill, Rockhead.
I think that's everyone. Oh, no,
Dan. Bill!
Ladies and gentlemen, Hotford, please welcome Rob Spiewak.
Hotford.
Take it away, Rob.
Sure was good seeing you at the Hall of Fame dinner this weekend. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jabroni and all the ships at sea.
Jabroni.
All right, way to go, Rob. Never disconcerting, disturbing, or unhealthy. It's the Don and Mike show.
All right, thank you, Rob. Enough about my head. And hello, everybody, and thank you for listening. Don and Mike, coast to coast. Nationwide via Westwood One. Are you going to start laughing at my head already?
No, I'm not, because you'll know that I spent a good number of minutes with you in the office without even cracking a smile. There's just something about seeing you with the headphones on. It brings back everything, and you've gotten used to it now, so it's not a big deal.
Not really.
It just was seeing you with, there's something about seeing you with the headphones on. It's, but you're already fuzzy. You're already getting fuzzy.
Yeah, I will say that. The nubs are coming in.
Yep.
Frida told me that she thinks my hair at this point, what little hair I have after the shaving,
right,
feels like the way, remember G.I. Joe when they would come out with G.I. Joe with real life hair and beard?
Yes, of course.
Much as we've referred to Buzz over the years on the show, she says that that's what it feels like now.
And because of your, you know, Mediterranean complexion, you've got darker hair, so your hair immediately starts to show up. If you were a fair boy, if you were a fair-skinned boy, then you wouldn't be able to see that until weeks down the road, but you're going to be okay with it.
My hair grows,
It grows rapidly, obviously.
Well, listen, just let me say, this is the Don and Mike show. We do it from radio station WJFK.
I'm going to stop doing this, because I tell you, you're looking at me differently.
No, I'm looking at you differently, because you're looking at me differently.
It's not all me. Go ahead.
No, it's all you.
Go
listen,
ahead.
I spent a goddamn hour in the office with you before the show.
I'm talking about stuff with you. Here I come in and you got all that business.
What are we doing now? We're talking about stuff.
You have the business to take care of. Okay. At the beginning of the show, I will sit over here peacefully.
Let me say, can Jeremy Big Daddy Mel Donald D from Who Would represent a monkey? Okay?
Stay cool, chimpanzee. I was going to say the other day, I had a mental block, but I was going to say, stay cool, Bonzo.
The show comes to you via the auspices of the Westwood One Network, the number one syndicator of radio programming.
Absolutely.
All right, knock it off now.
It's Thanksgiving week.
Just knock it off. And tonight I'm going to the hospital.
I feel for you. I really do.
No, listen,
Your life the last couple of weeks has not been all that great.
No, listen, today we're here today. It's the 22nd of November. Phone number 1-877-736-5336. We will not be here tomorrow because the minor hand surgery that I'm having tomorrow ends up being a little more than minor.
Yeah, they're going to knock you out.
Yeah, so I'm going to be all loopy tomorrow, but we'll be back on Wednesday. We'll have a fresh show for you Wednesday.
You probably have a big cast on Wednesday?
I believe some kind of a soft cast.
Soft cast like Michael Westbrook of the Redskins used.
I believe, and you see how well that worked for him
in
yesterday's game. Oh, listen, our friend in the next room, you know him.
You've got bad breath, Buzz. Bad breath.
Right, there is our friend Guy J. Atheist. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
All right, everybody, listen, like I say, it's Monday, November 22. Phone number 1-877-365-3636. Of course, I have tons of weekend stuff to tell you about, much of it head-related.
Yes, very good.
Must mention this first and foremost. Tonight, you must watch CBS at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central Time.
We have said this before. We do not prevail upon our listening audience to give us anything. This is probably, in my memory, the first time we have really said you need to help us out tonight.
Mike, we're givers.
We're givers. We're not takers, Don. And for once, we want to take. a half an hour of everybody's Monday night. We want them to watch King of Queens tonight on CBS because it's our episode, and if this thing should happen to score an incredible number tonight, it's going to make us look good because, you know, regardless of whatever the fact, we're going to take 100% credit.
Oh, of course. Listen, and make no bones about it. The show is 22 minutes. I mean, when you take out the commercials, it's a 22-minute show, and we're maybe going to be on screen, maybe, for a total of 60 or 70 seconds.
That's it. If that. And I'll tell you right now, it's still going to make us look good if they have great ratings. It's really going to help us out, and I'm putting too much emotion into
it. If there are any Nielsen families out there, I beg you to turn every set in your house to the CBS station tonight.
Yes, just 8 to 8:30. The rest of the evening is yours.
As you wish.
And Don and Mike listeners should also urge their friends and their families to watch, too, to help boost those Nielsen numbers. I was telling everybody over the weekend, everybody I played golf with, everybody I bumped into, everybody, I said, please watch this show on Monday. And you know what? It was my distinct impression by talking to people who listen to this show on a regular basis that we have not gotten the word out on it.
How could that be? Leah Remini might as well have the third seat in the studio.
When Leah Remini comes on the show, we talk about Leah Remini. We talk about maybe what she's doing. We talk about a commercial she's doing. We have not, I think, really pinpoint focused the evening that it is tonight is our appearance on King of Queens.
We'll hammer it tonight, baby. Two big scenes, both of them in the bar.
Right.
In the bar / restaurant. In our first scene, we will be directly behind Kevin James, Larry Romano, as they sit in a booth discussing the fact that Spence has moved in to the house on King of Queens, Cooper's Bar. Thank you, Robbie. Right.
Cooper's Bar.
Look for me wearing the New York Jets jersey, and directly across from me, Mike, wearing a golf jacket.
Yeah, I'm wearing a golf jacket. It's kind of a tan thing, and I will tell you that the amount of time, not to appear too pathetic here, the amount of time that we are going to be on camera is really irrelevant. The fact that we're on the show as extras is the relevant part.
Right.
This is really, to me, showing them what we can deliver. You know, it has nothing to do with, because, I mean, if we start talking about, hey, it's a great, the amount of time we're on camera is going to be irrelevant.
And listen, you're going to blow your nose and you're going to miss us. So make sure you watch every second. We are in two scenes. And maybe more importantly, if our audience can get together and deliver an extra ratings point to King of Queens tonight, when we go back out in March to film our second episode,
they might throw us a speaking part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, frankly, I don't see why we couldn't just be cast as Kevin and Leah's favorite disc jockeys.
Sure.
Don and Mike.
Absolutely.
And we do have the Regis Factor tonight.
Yeah, you know, I could see a whole scene where it was done like in a studio type of thing where we had them in and we're, you know, giving them a hard time or something like that.
So the mantra today, it's two parts. First, watch King of Queens.
That's right.
Second, F.
Regis.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, bring Regis back down to earth.
Listen, that show's already hit its peak.
Right.
They already shot their wad. They gave away the $1 million.
Right.
And I watched it Friday night. I want to tell you something. It was beautiful. I'll tell you why it was beautiful. And you have to make sure that you saw it to appreciate it, because if you've read the accounts in the newspaper, they don't do this guy justice, this nerd who was the winner. Every question that Regis would read to this guy on the Millionaire Show Friday night, it would be blah, 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 A, B, C, or D. And before Regis could pad at all, this guy would say, C, and that's my final answer. And it totally, absolutely just discombobulated Regis.
Right. Yeah, the pitchman Regis, the carny Regis, who really just has to create hype where there isn't a need for hype.
So question after question after question. Regis gets the question out, and this guy immediately, God bless him, he would go, B, and that's my final answer.
Right.
So he did that through every single question, working his way up to the million
bucks. That's great. Right. So he didn't give him a chance to really, like, do that artificial hype.
No, it was the fastest I've ever seen. 10 minutes this guy flew through all the questions. And furthermore, he never bogged it down with the stupid lifelines. But listen to this. This is how he really screws over Regis. And this is the best. I laugh out loud. They got to the $1 million question, which was an easy question. Who's the only U.S. president to have appeared on Laughing?
Right.
And they put the four choices up, and the nerd goes, Regis, I'm going to have to use one of my lifelines.
There you go.
And now Regis is excited. Says, hey, sure, we can drag it out, which is really all I know how to do. All right, we're going to use your lifeline now. Very important, $1 million on the line. Who would you like to call? The guy says, I want to call my dad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now they're milking this, right? And they get the little thing in the corner that says you have 30 seconds. They get the guy's dad on the phone. Regis goes, it's Regis Philbin. Your son's playing for $1 million. And here's what the kid says. Hey, Dad, I just wanted the chance to call you on national TV and tell you I was going to win $1 million because I already know the answer to the question.
It was
maybe
that's great.
The greatest moment I've seen because Regis's face,
yeah.
Just, you know, no amount of editing could hide the fact that Regis's
face got one over on me, the little jerk.
Just dropped.
Oh, good. Good. Well, they deserve that.
So the guy says, of course, the answer is B, Richard Nixon. And then maybe I'm reading too much into it, but this guy, because he flew through the show like this and didn't give them any opportunity to draw it out.
Right.
They give him the money. They drop some confetti. The celebration lasted maybe 10 seconds.
And then they whisked the guy off the stage?
Yeah, and then they took him off. It was like they didn't milk it off. Like, okay, there's $1 million. Goodbye. Okay, let's meet our next 10 contestants.
Wow. Good, good.
And I thought it was because they were pissed at this guy because this guy wasn't playing by the phony baloney showbiz rules.
Well, they've been to the mountaintop now. Right. You know, you've seen that. What the hell? That's it.
Good. Yeah. And in the history of that show, around the country, because it started in England, I guess they have it in France and Switzerland, Germany.
Right.
Nobody's ever won $1 million before.
Oh, really?
Right. And this guy was the first guy ever in the history of the world to win it. And you know that nobody's winning the money tonight.
Absolutely.
Because they would have already put out the press release.
Sure.
Right. So there's no need to watch the Regis show tonight at 8 o'clock.
But there is a reason to watch King of Queens, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on CBS.
There are two good reasons to watch that show.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I think you'll agree with me. You and I are both more into the fact that we just want the show to do well as opposed to because we've been there with our little, extra stuff. You know, this is probably the best extra role we've ever had.
Oh, it certainly is better than Briscoe County. Or what was that?
Babylon 5.
Babylon 5.
It really doesn't compare to Babylon 5 because that's when you stole the speaking part and then I copied you and we both got our SAG card.
But we are on camera much more in this than we were on in the Star Trek, the Babylon 5 show.
And it's a sitcom, which is fun, and we're excited about it.
Just please watch it tonight. I mean, you can't miss us. We, if anything, we stand out for the fact that we are the two guys on the set who don't belong there.
And just remember when we're eating, then that's prop food. We're told that later, that it's prop food.
But we're eating it like it's going out of style.
And apparently they spray some kind of toxic waste on it to keep it fresh. And
some kind of pesticides or something.
And we're drinking the beer, and the idiot boy over me, you know, I'm saying, hey, real beer, and it's not. It's non-alcoholic beer.
I thought we were getting drunk.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until later they said, no, we don't serve real booze.
Yeah, we were idiots.
Oops. So listen, that's tonight, King of Queens. Please watch it. Please give it a good rating.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. A couple of calls that I got to tell you about the weekend. Hello.
Video gods.
Hi, you are on the air.
Nice to see they fixed that over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm on the air. Looking forward to the show tonight. Need to give a quick bulletin for the Sacramento area that the show actually starts at 7 o'clock here.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's some ratings getting that our CBS affiliate here, they want to get their late local news on at 10 instead of 11, so they bump everything up an hour. Raymond's on at 8, and Queens is on at 7.
Oh, all right. Thank you. That's a good update. Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hello.
I want to talk to you about, you were just talking about the Millionaire Show?
Yes.
And you were referring to that guy who won $1 million as a nerd.
Classic nerd, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know, he was cute.
Oh, please. Then I bet Bill Gates gives you a boner.
Oh, disgusting. No, this guy was good looking.
You thought he was cute?
Yeah, I was watching it with a bunch of women, and
disgusting.
I thought he was totally handsome.
Well, I'm telling you, he's a nerd boy. The only thing he was missing was the pocket protector.
He was very smart, too.
I'm not discounting the fact that he was smart, and he certainly is richer than me because he's got $1 million now.
Didn't you say, though, he was a bit of an a-hole, too?
Yeah.
I mean, he really had a large part of a-hole factor in it.
Yes, which I enjoyed.
Arrogant. Right.
Which I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be kind of an a-hole to get on there and just every answer go, and that's my final answer.
I really think he was very confident, and that is sexy.
I read a comment from him. He said he knew the answer to every question, but he tried to make it seem like he didn't.
He wasn't doing a good job of it.
He said he tried to play that down.
Kind of like an a-hole, but...
Ma'am, what show are you going to be watching this evening?
Oh, that King and Queen show.
King and Queen show, right.
I've never seen it before, and you keep raving about this gorgeous gal on the show.
Oh, she is. You've never seen Leah?
No, I've never seen her before, and I listen to you on KRKO Radio in Everett, and you keep raving about it, and I can't wait to watch it tonight.
All right, see you. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Please.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Guy was a nerd.
Yeah.
Leah's hot.
Right.
We're going to be on that show tonight.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Adam. I was out in the audience at King of Queens. I live in the Maryland area, but I was out there when you guys were taping it.
I remember you.
Stalker.
This is totally unsolicited. I want to tell all the Don and Mike fans out there, it's a really funny episode.
You know, it was hard to gauge the funniness of the episode. We're not sure to this moment how funny it's going to be, but it's irrelevant.
Who cares?
It's irrelevant how
we're
funny
gonna be
that
on.
Episode is going to be.
Our fat faces will be on TV tonight.
That's right. But you thought it was funny being from an audience perspective, you thought it was a funny show.
I really did. I mean, I've been watching it for several months since you guys have been hyping it, and I really think it was one of the funniest episodes they've ever done.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a guy that was actually in the audience.
Yeah, if you're entertained by it, I mean, all the better.
That's a plus. But frankly, who cares? Just watch it.
Right.
We don't care if you like it, hate it.
Yeah, we accept no responsibility for the, the editorial content of the show.
No, absolutely not.
No way.
I couldn't tell you if it's funny or not.
No, it doesn't matter. If it's not funny, don't blame us.
Hello, it's Don and Mike show, but if it's hilarious,
right,
it's because of us.
Of course.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I really need your help. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win the $1 million.
This is the guy. This is a good moment. And Regis is just sitting there with his head in his hands.
Totally upstage to this big moment.
Right.
Because the U.S. president that appeared on Last Scene is Richard Nixon. That's my final answer.
See that?
Wow.
See what I mean?
You gotta like that.
What can I say except, Debbie, you're going to Paris, and this is the final answer heard all around the world. He's won $1 million.
All right. But you had to watch the guy throughout the show. That was the
totally upstaging Regis, taking the moment away from Regis.
That was the way he played it every step of the way, every question.
That's great.
It was a great moment.
That's great.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, your haircut looks awesome.
Oh,
I think it's great. It is.
Oh, please. How would you know?
Another stalker?
I saw you Saturday night at Hooters.
Well, now, how did you know I was at Hooters on Saturday night?
It's free wing night. Free wing for bald guys night.
Were you at Hooters on Saturday night?
No, I was not at Hooters on Saturday. I was at a place a little more upscale than Hooters on Saturday night.
Give it a try sometime, Don.
What, Hooters?
Yeah.
I've been to Hooters. You've been to Hooters.
Sure.
We've all been.
I like Hooters.
Hooters is
generally not a place that I would take my wife. And I took my wife out to dinner on Saturday
night.
And
I took my wife to Hooters that one time, and you know what happened. That
right.
Was pandemonium.
Right. Bad news. Oh, my wife has... thank you. My wife has come around, is it a little bit, pun intended, that I broke her last night.
All right. I win.
I was able to break her spirit last night.
I believe that I said on this show that I was the one person who was saying on this show that your wife is, you know, you should not come to that snap decision. She's going to hate it, that she would.
Oh, she
like
hates it.
It.
She hates it. I'm just saying she gave me sex.
That's all
well,
I'm
that's
saying. What I said to her, that it wouldn't be that prohibitive. And, you know, she says it's going to get better and better as it gets longer and longer.
It didn't stop her from giving up the booty act.
All right. That's good if she can give up the booty act.
I got that. I got that booty. It was a booty call last night in my house.
Booty!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, the kings of radio. Guy that first came, won the $1 million when he was first called up.
Yes.
He was an IRS agent, and the audience booed him.
Well, and rightly so, sir. I mean, who likes the IRS?
But Regis could have said, so, how much would you get out of this after your taxes? But nothing was mentioned that he was a tax man throughout the rest of the thing.
Well, that's Regis's inability to ad lib or even think on his own.
Huh? Remember, what did Regis say when he had those two homos on? It was like, oh, okay, great,
fine.
Oh, no, that was it, fine.
Yeah, there's your partner and...
Fine.
You have to remember, Regis is struggling simply to keep the questions straight.
Hello.
That's all. He's trying to read all the big names.
All the tricky pronunciations
and
stuff.
The geographical terminology, you know, the big words, the vocabulary. Regis is struggling. He can't make a joke.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, hello there.
Okay, this is Skip.
Yes, hi, Skip.
Just wanted to let you know that I saw you yesterday at the game, down on the field before the game started.
Mike, it's Skip to the Lou, my darling.
Hello, Skippy.
Yeah, man, what's happening?
Get out of the home, Skippy.
And anyhow, you know, your head did not look that bad without the hair.
You know, I've had a lot of people mention that to me, and a lot of people are very kind. But I've also...
Very, very good, Don, I have to tell you.
Thank you. I have also been the absolute ball bustie of the weekend.
Yeah.
No place worse than at the game yesterday.
I can imagine that.
When I had to go to the stadium, and I attempted to wear a hat.
Right.
I put a black hat on there, and you took it off to show a few people, and we saw your head. It didn't look bad.
Well, thank you. It was a mistake, because wearing the hat drew more attention to the fact that something had gone wrong with my head, and people who had kind of only maybe heard tertiary like that, I got my head shaved, it's everywhere I went. Take your hat off. Let me see. Take your hat off.
Right. Anybody that I play golf with over the weekend listens to the show, and a lot of them do. Everyone. Every single person was asking me about it.
Right. And I know people are being very nice when they say it makes you look like Goldberg.
Right.
It makes you look tougher. But perhaps the one that hurts the most.
Right.
And it was meant as a nice comment.
Yes.
By Tim McWilliams.
Right.
Today in the hall when he said, you know what? That looks good. You look like Jesse Ventura. And I said, oh, well, F you.
Oh, God.
And he said, no, that is a compliment.
There he goes,
that
Tim McWilliams.
That is a compliment all weekend. And, you know, you haven't had your balls busted. I'm standing on the Redskins' goddamn sidelines yesterday.
Right.
And as the players are coming out on the field for the warm-ups, as they're coming by, they're all pointing at me and laughing at me.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah. I'm just waving at them. Hi, boys.
Well, you know, that's the worst weekend. It's all behind you now, right?
I hope so, Mike.
It is. It's all behind you now.
I hope so. Well, I figure when I have to go to the hospital to have this thing done in my hand, they certainly have seen worse in there. I imagine I won't be getting my balls busted in there too bad.
No, I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Hello?
Speaking of ball busting, how about that Mark Brunell?
Honey, I want to tell you something. You know what, Mark? Are you there? No. You just hung up.
Oh, that is so cowardly.
Cut and run.
Listen. I want to tell you what Mark Brunell is to me. Mark Brunell is a piece of my stool that's already come out of me.
We share that now. I traded Mark Brunell for Brad Johnson, and I'll tell you right now, he had his biggest weekend of the year, of course, because I traded him. Now, I'm sure you...
See, I don't think it doesn't fall on you anymore with Mark Brunell. He's not my garbage. I gave my garbage to Mike, and Mike gave that garbage to my son, Bart.
I get rid of that garbage, and then Bart didn't start him yesterday, but he scored, I don't know how many points he scored. He threw a lot of touchdown passes.
350 yards, two TDs.
And Brad Johnson decides that, Brad, I average three touchdowns a game. Johnson decides that, he's going to have the one game where he relies on Stephen Davis for the whole thing. And I was really thrilled about that. I was sitting there watching this, say, hey, this is a lock, that high-powered offense. And, man, it's just...
Well, meanwhile...
I hate fantasy football.
Meanwhile, I love it. I'm the hottest. I lost the first five games of the year.
Who did you start at quarterback yesterday?
Trent Dilfer. I still scored 70 points and still won my game. I've turned it around. I've won six in a row.
Wow.
And furthermore, I'm now in fifth place for the playoffs. Six teams make the playoffs.
I've lost two in a row. I have one more loss, and then I will be effectively out of any chance of making the playoffs, if not already.
I'm in. I'm in like Errol Flynn.
I made one great pickup, though. Sean Jefferson. Is it Sean Jefferson?
Yes, that's him, Jack.
Sean Jefferson of the New England Patriots picked him up off of waivers, and he scored a touchdown for me. But Jerome Bettis, who I traded with Mikey Rocket, Carl Pickens scored a touchdown. I got rid of him. Jerome Bettis comes into my team, and I score no points at all.
No.
Brad Johnson was my greatest disappointment.
I'm on fire!
When you're out there at the park this week, I think... As my friend, and
I will
partner,
mention it to him.
If you could just say to him, would it be so much against Philadelphia? Four touchdown passes.
Could you light it up a little for my friend, Mike? I'll mention it to him.
This is conservative game plan crap. This is a team that scored, 50 points against the Giants the first time around?
Right. I know, Mike.
This running game. Norv, could you mention it to Norv for me, too, please?
Put it on the list.
Man.
Put it to the attention of Norv.
At least with Mark Brunell, you had to send your chicken bones and your voodoo stuff down to him through a PR guy with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm sitting here with my partner doing the pregame show for the Red
Sox. I will mention it to him.
I have a connection.
I'll mention it to BJ.
Is that a home game next weekend?
Duel Brad Johnson, yes, against the Eagles.
Okay.
Are you thinking about coming? You thinking about showing up?
Might have to post. Might have to post for the Eagles.
That might be the last stake in the heart, though. Yeah. Think about that.
I'll look at the extended forecast. If it's over 60 degrees, there's just no way I can make it.
In some circumstances, you are like a walking voodoo doll.
I understand that. Whatever team.
Careful.
It's baseball and football and hockey. Whatever team. What do you think the Capitals are in the toilet again? Because I got interested again. Remember when I got interested?
Yeah.
They lost in the playoffs, and then they continued to go straight downhill.
Well, I'm hot. I'm hot as July. Six weeks in a row, baby.
I still have confidence in my team, though. I'm very happy with the team that I have assembled, that I've pasted together. I think it's the most effort I've ever put into fantasy.
I would agree.
And I hope that, you know, I still like the potential of my team.
I must I got to tell you something about football that's related to this show. And I think it's funny, and I think it's disturbing.
Okay.
It's about the Redskins. And I want to preface this by saying I love the Redskins, you know, and I do the pregame show for the Redskins. There's no bigger Redskins fan than me.
But you maintain your objectivity.
I love all the players. You know, I'm in the tank for Norv. Mm-hmm. He's my buddy. However, I am pissed at the Redskins, and I'll tell you why. When I was at the game yesterday, somebody came up to me on the field and said, congratulations. And, of course, when everybody says congratulations, I just go, well, thanks.
Right.
I just think they're just congratulating me on being me.
Right.
And then I thought it was like, well, about my hair or something. So
sure.
I took the hat off, and the guy said, oh, that's interesting, but no, really, congratulations. Mm-hmm. I said, on what? This guy busted my balls. I said, about what? He says, about being the person responsible for WJFK being banned from doing the pregame introductions for the Redskins at the stadium.
This is ridiculous.
What? So I asked about this, and here's the story. You know, Rob has done it two or three times now, and every time we play the tape on the radio, and it's good for Rob, and it's good for the show, and frankly, it's good for the Washington Redskins.
Right? I think, as I was saying to you in the office, this is a relatively insignificant moment. Most games, it's over and it's gone, but I think we've turned it into something that's kind of like a feature, kind of an exciting thing to recap every week.
Right. So when Rob did it the last time, or maybe it was the time before last, I don't know. We saved it for the best of, for
right.
when we go on vacation and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the station runs a little repeat of our show on Sunday nights here, mm-hmm. like from 8 till 10. Well, as it turns out, a couple of Sunday nights ago, after a Redskins game,
right.
after the Redskins had lost,
mm-hmm.
some guy, some vice president from the Redskins, gets in his car, and he's driving down the road, and he turns on the station, and he hears that segment.
Right.
Well, it was the part where Rob is doing the player introductions, where they gave Rob the wrong names. Remember? Where
oh,
they,
yeah, I remember that.
They gave Rob the list of the offense. And
we were having fun with that. We were kind of laughing at that.
And instead,
right.
the defensive players ran out. Well, this guy, whoever he was, some vice president of the Redskins, this guy had the balls to call the request line. And he says to whoever the board op is, this is so-and-so from the Washington Redskins. I demand you take that tape off the air right now.
Oh, there's somebody who's upset about the loss and just blowing off some steam.
Maybe
right.
so. So, you know, the board op says, well, you know, I'm sorry, I can't stop the tape. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, somebody calls the station, and we are now officially banned. The radio station, WJFK, is officially banned from having anybody introduce the Redskins at the stadium.
Well, that's unfortunate. I think that's ridiculous.
And yeah. the reason that I mentioned this on the air is, like everything around here, I guess this happened two or three weeks ago, but nobody bothers to tell me about it.
Oh, fantastic.
You
that's
what I mean?
The usual closed mouth policy.
Right.
Here.
So I asked around about it.
Well, it's only directly, you know, applies to this show.
I got the news. I went up to Broyhill yesterday. I said, I just heard the wildest thing. Did you hear this thing about the band Rob? And he says, oh, yeah. I said, well, you knew that? You didn't tell me? He said, I didn't think you'd care. I came in today, and I said something to Rob about it.
Did Charlie get to anybody, like, pass along to Charlie just to keep a low profile on that? Or
I don't think so. I guess I don't know. So then I came in today, I mentioned it to Rob, and Rob says, oh, yeah, I heard about that. So I just, you know, well, Rob, you're the only guys that didn't know that this happened.
Rob, at least with Charlie Broyhill, you know, it's his usual closed-mouth policy.
I was told by Jeremy that he was taking care of it, and then it was like maybe a one-week thing. So I didn't think it was that
oh,
big
okay.
of a deal. I just took the opportunity to get really plowed yesterday because, you know,
right.
you can do the pre-show. I can't drink before I go down there and do the field. So
I just think it's so totally innocent.
Well, it's
done.
Petty.
I mean,
right.
And we were just talking about what I said to you in the office is true. I mean, we're taking something that really normally would just be a throwaway for the pregame, you know, where they do that, and we turn it into something bigger than it was, and it was fun, and I think everybody that goes out to the stadium that listens to this show was, you know, if they kept Rob on doing that, it'd be kind of a fun thing to look forward to.
Well, I don't know, man. Someone got a hair up their butt about it.
Sounds to me like somebody maybe was a little upset that they'd lost the game and was looking for somebody to, you know, to throw a few daggers
Please,
at.
Please, how ridiculous is that? You call the request line. This is, hello, this...
This is Norm Peterson. I'd like you to pull that bit off the air. It's offensive to me and to the entire Washington Redskins organization.
Please, it's just bunk. So we've been officially banned.
Hi, Mr. So-and-so. How'd the game go today? Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this afternoon.
I don't know. What bunch of crap. But it's like, you know, you're not going to find a bigger Redskins supporter in the entire goddamn station.
Right.
Then right here.
Absolutely.
Johnny Homer, here I am.
Absolutely.
Here I am. Love the Redskins. Even I don't say bad things about them when they suck.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't.
But please, come on.
It's fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
It's fine. Do it the way you guys want to do it.
It's just fine.
What's fine? Ever. I'm having the same reaction as Regis had when he had those homos on his show. That's fine.
Whatever.
Great. Fine. Great.
What?
I just hate, officially I'd like to go on record to Rob and to Charlie and to Ken and to Jeremy and to Big Gum Jim and to everybody in this goddamn company, to Dan Mason, to Mel, to the guy at Westwood One, Larry Clark. I just don't want to be the last guy to know.
Right.
I don't mind if I'm the next to last guy to know, but I don't want to be the last guy to know.
Well, you know what?
Please.
Let me reassure you. Let me reassure you. Under no circumstances, any circumstances, will you ever be the last guy to know.
I'll be the next to last guy, because the first call I will make will be to you. Whenever I find something out. Yeah. Hello, Mike.
I think I am officially the last guy to know. I mean, seriously, they could move the building and I wouldn't know. I'd be on my commute, and then Charlie Broyle would say, we tried to call you. That'd be it.
How ridiculous is that? That's so goofy. I mean, you can be a prick when you're 10-0.
Yeah.
You know, but when your team is 5-5, why don't you be happy that we're excited about it, that we're giving the Redskins some PR on this show?
I think that this show is very, very supportive of the team, of the organization. We talk about the Redskins all the time. We, you know, that whole thing about the stadium, it was just such a spotlight on the whole experience of being in an NFL game. I thought that was terrific. And the fact that somebody, you know, don't direct the anger at us about, talking about something. Direct the anger at the person that handed Rob the wrong names.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, you know, for all I know, that person is fired now. That I don't know.
It's probably true. Even that wasn't a tragedy. These things happen. It was a small mistake.
Oh, it's
a
huge
mistake, Buzz. I did not like seeing Rob embarrassed that way.
No,
one does, but I think that sucked. Rob is a professional broadcaster with meticulous detail and preparation, and they just screwed him.
It was a goofy moment yesterday, because the more I asked about it, then everybody at the stadium knew about it.
Well,
and apparently has known about it for a couple of weeks. So, you know, thanks once again.
Can I tell you how I feel about that, really, though? I'm not happy that it happened, but to me, that type of stuff is very similar to other ownership structures in the NFL. And I don't think that obsession with that kind of detail is that bad. I think on our...
No, but I think you would agree.
I would rather see it happen to Rob.
I would rather have them be more obsessed about why the field goal kicker can't make a 20-yard kick.
I agree.
Than why Rob is announcing the wrong name for the opening line.
I certainly would like to see that happen, too. And I think, especially this week, specifically that field goal kicker.
Oh, all right. Okay, now I understand how this is getting. Now this is all getting back to fantasy football.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Your team coming back.
You know, is it too much that Mr. Snyder call Brad Johnson in and say, we could have used a few more passes into the end zone?
I have no doubt that conversation has already happened, you notwithstanding.
Just got off the phone, Mr. Snyder says, just got off the phone with my friend Mike O'Mara, and he says, why'd you underthrow Albert Connell like that? You know, pass interference on the 1-yard line is not as good as in the end zone.
I was just on my copter phone with my friend Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that. All right. Yeah. I'll talk at you. And I say it like Charlie Sheen in Wall Street. Thanks so much, Dan. Talk at you. Then I go back to my computer. My computer screen off. Where are my boxes for?
Mr. Snyder, a call for you. It's Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Mr. Snyder. This is Mike O'Mara. Could you please have Brad Johnson throw 4 touchdown passes for me next weekend? It would greatly assist my fantasy football effort.
Turn the copter around. Go back to the park.
You're a champ, Dan. I'll talk at you soon.
Just thought it was goofy, man.
It is goofy.
Just thought it was a goofy, goofy moment, and what was a goofy, goofy weekend for me.
God forbid we say it's only a game.
And I will tell you about that in a moment. Oh, listen, right now, we got to clear the lines out. Oh, let's see what Homo Joe wants. Hello, Homosexual Joseph.
Homo Joe here, Dynamike. How you doing?
Dynamike, Hobo Joe here.
Well, two things. I had been sick all weekend with the flu, and then on Saturday, me and my...
Uh-oh.
I'm not looking at Rob anymore during this show. That's effectively...
Joe?
Yes?
Yeah, I don't even have to say anything, do I?
No, you don't. And the other thing is my dog and I...
Joe.
What?
Joe. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Everything all done?
Everything's all done.
Okay, good.
Antibiotics worked and the fever's gone.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And the other thing...
After your startling announcement last week that you slept with... How about 255 different
you know,
men.
We say this, Joe, only out of concern. You are tested regularly, correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I will let you know I was tested on Friday, and I'm negative.
Oh, very good.
Ah,
okay, just, okay. You know, that deserves a round.
Are you positive you're negative?
Yes, the doctor called me and told me it was negative.
That's your final answer?
My final answer.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, then, what can we do for you, Joe?
And the other thing, I just want to let you know, I made a film clip from the Animal Planet that my dog and I were on Animal Planet this weekend.
Really? What were you doing with your dog?
We
were having sex.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We were down at the Frisbee Nationals, down at the mall.
Is your dog a Frisbee dog?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like a really, like, incredible Frisbee dog?
Well, not so incredible, but his puppy. She was cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I got that on video.
So you were actually on the Animal Planet.
Right. I had to sign releases so she could be on and I could be on. So that was my claim to fame for a whole, like, segment out of a commercial break.
All right, well, congratulations, Joe, on your first bit of nationwide exposure.
And I will put you on our healing list for tomorrow's surgery. I know you'll come out just fine.
That's good. I know he will, too.
Thank you, and I will put you on my healing list also.
Thank you so much.
For your sore buttocks.
And, you know, when spring comes, Joe, perhaps we could have your dog, your Frisbee dog, you know, perform for us.
There you go.
Cool.
All righty.
What's the dog's name?
Lacey. After arsenic and old lace. You know, gay people name it after movies and stuff like that.
And, you know, Ben Broadway plays.
Ben Broadway plays.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Donald Mike, how about Joe here?
Well, I tell you, we should have had a pool going as to what the name of that dog was. I was betting on Funny Girl.
Oh, listen, it's secret sound time. And I have a very important announcement.
Yes?
Robbie, give me a timpani, please. We're going to go with the first real clue today.
This is a real clue?
Yes, secret sound number 7 is worth $1,000. And we're going to give the money away before Thanksgiving, meaning either today or tomorrow. We won't be here because I'm going to the hospital.
Very exciting.
Either today or Wednesday, we're giving away the money. So call now for the secret sound. Be the 100th caller. Phone number 1-877-365-3636. And here is your first real clue. Think home electronics.
The first clue is think home electronics.
Okay? Not a goof clue. A serious clue. Remember that. Think home electronics.
That's your first real clue.
Good luck. Be the 100th caller right now. Give you a shot at $1,000, maybe more. Call the Rockhead.
This is the blood and the pus in the comedy bit. Don and Mike.
Oh, this convolutulated. The tapes are playing out of order here. The hotline is ringing. Hello.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Oh, hello, darling.
I just wanted to mention how much I loved you to not be thwarted in romance by your hair or your lack of hair.
Yes. Oh, I mentioned that.
All right, good. I wanted credit.
I mentioned I nailed you last night.
Okay, good. And I, even though I was thinking things like, yeah, they love me.
That would be a Curly Three Stooges reference there.
I kept that to myself.
Did you really think that during sex?
That did cross my mind.
I think I'll tell you. Thinking that, then what's up, guys?
I'll tell you this. When I have sex with you,
yeah,
I often think of Larry.
Well, what a coincidence.
Larry Fine?
No, Larry Zeiger. Hi, folks.
Hi, this is Larry King.
This is Larry King.
So this is Larry Michael.
Larry Michael.
Hi, this is Larry Michael, Sylvania.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
And when I have sex with you, I often think of Larry's wonderful wife, Darlene.
Ah.
All right, Okay, Boo-Boo, well, I love you, and I am looking forward to your hair growing back. But, you know, many of the women were telling me when you weren't around, I'm being serious. He really does look handsome.
Those women were all drunk, honey.
They weren't all drunk, but their credibility did kind of sink to a new low. But very kind women.
Yes, most people, my wife and my son,
right,
being the exception, were very kind to me. Oh, I tell you, Bart is the worst.
You said that he would be the most candid of everybody.
Do you remember this guy who plays for the Indiana Pacers, Rick Smith? Big, tall, stupid-looking white guy. A guy that wears his socks all the way up to his knees.
And he has a shaved head, right?
Well, he did last year. Right. I guess as a show of unity, when the Pacers made it to the playoffs, they all shaved their heads. And Bart and I just bust the gut watching this. Rick Smith has the weirdest head, and he looked the worst.
Right.
So that's the first thing Bart said to me when he saw me. When I walked in the door, he said, hey.
First words out of his mouth?
Rick Smith.
Oh, boy. And you immediately remembered who he was talking about.
Of course. And he's called me that all weekend long.
Oh, boy.
With my wife over the weekend, she'd get used to it. We'd spend time together. We'd be in the car together.
Right.
We would be having lunch together.
She rub your head a lot? Frida, did you rub his head a lot?
I did touch him a lot. You can't hardly keep your hands off of him. So, have you touched him yet?
No, I don't have any intention of doing
that. Oh, you should.
But the reaction I would get would be this. I'd spend a lot of time with her, and it'd be like she forgot that I had my head shaved.
Which is the way it works, yeah.
Then I would go into the other room. 5 minutes later, I come back on and I go, hey, what are we doing for dinner? And she would look up and she would do a double take. And she would get that look of horror on her face.
Yeah. It, when you don't see it for a while, you know, even minutes, it's, it's a shock.
Yeah.
But you'll have to admit, it's growing back.
Yeah,
I mean, I am pleasantly surprised at the rate that the hair is growing back.
It is.
I
was amazed. And it's a dark hair, so you can actually see the outline real well.
You know the way you used to fill in my beard, and you fill in your beard with my eye makeup?
Yes.
And you maybe could try that.
That's the other thing that I was getting from my kid all weekend. He'd go, hey, Dad, paint your bald spot. And for a while, I would play along, and I would go, I don't have a bald spot.
My hair grows.
Then he started with me. Then I would come around the room. I go, hey, Barney, what are you doing? He goes, hey, Dad, paint your head? Do you paint your head?
So he's a little relentless.
Yes. Oh, absolutely he's relentless. Where does he get that from? Certainly not from me.
I have no idea where he gets that from.
Not from me.
You deserve it. Because better that than him thinking that it was cool and he wanted to do it. Better he give you grief.
Didn't he want to shave his head over the summer?
When he was in Europe, he wanted to do. Desperately wanted to shave his head.
I hope we cured him now.
I believe so, honey.
Sure.
All right, good.
All right, love you.
All right, I love you, sweet pea.
See you. Oh, listen, tonight, no matter what, we're all watching Leo while we have dinner tonight.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we plan on watching you, and I've even emailed my family members to be on the alert
now
for you.
Now, that is responsible wifeship.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye, sweet pea.
Bye.
All weekend long. Have to call my wife, tell her to tell all her family members.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
I was with my wife all weekend long.
And you seem to be, have an extra spring in your step. You kind of left here. I know you were a little down on Friday.
I was more than a little down on Friday.
And it's nice to see you come bouncing in. I knew when you came in sans hat that you were cool with it.
Yeah.
And that your wife had built you up.
No, not necessarily. I had been torn down so much over the weekend.
You just said F it?
Between my wife and between my son, and when we went out to dinner on Saturday night, when I walked into the restaurant, the maitre d', he immediately looks down and he goes, ooh, the
maitre d'.
He looks down at the name, he looks up at me, looks down at the name, and he gets a big smile on his face, and he starts going like this.
Oh,
and as I'm walking through the restaurant, everybody turns, people start doing this.
Oh, no.
As I'm walking through the restaurant, and I'm actually having to give, like, the Pope stance, you know, where the Pope, puts his hands out, saying, yes, look at me, look at my head.
That is tough, and that was right when you were dealing with it, fresh.
And all day at the game yesterday, so comparatively speaking, today, today's a picnic.
If you walk in a group, you go to a big party with 70,000 people, you can certainly handle coming into work, I guess.
I think so, but you guys are rough. You guys are very rough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that on Friday, when I left here Friday, and I was to make some people happy.
Yes.
I walked out the doors of the studio Friday, a beaten man.
You were down on Friday.
There is no doubt about it.
Everybody was trying their best to minimize it, but I don't think we could get away without, occasional comments.
We got the brunt of the shock. I mean, we were the first to see it, and it does. It's like with your wife. It takes a little time to get used to it. And when I saw you today, it was really no big deal.
Well, Buzz.
Because I find I'm getting used to it.
I wish I could say the same thing. When I saw him today, I had forgotten. I had completely, the one thing I had done, I'd forgotten. I put it out of my head. And I was thinking, I seriously was coming in, I was thinking about what I wanted to mention something to you about the pregame show, and I had forgotten, and I was totally, and when you came in, it was that initial reaction, and then I got used to it. Then I had the same thing, as you know, when we started out on the air.
Doing the show.
But it's fine now. Now I'm used to it.
Well, I just want to say, out of all of the comments I got on Friday, the one that hurt the most was Buzz's. Thank you. Now let's get a caller number 100.
At least I didn't call it unhealthy.
Here we go.
No, but here we go. Everybody's feeding on each other now.
As I remember the comments on Friday, I didn't hear anything exceptionally cruel from Mike.
Right.
I didn't. There was laughter.
I joined in the Tom Gavin.
There was eye contact. Tom Gavin.
Right. Sure.
That's okay.
That's expected.
Rob says it looks unhealthy. Well, that's bad. But Buzz?
What did Buzz say after
that? Disturbing.
No. No, that wasn't my word. That was someone else's word.
What was your word?
My word was disconcerting.
Okay, well, same difference.
Well, at first it was.
Well, okay. Well, then F you.
Disconcerting.
Well, then F you.
Oh, man. A little disconcerting. It seems Don had a little bad luck today.
Yeah, I should have called the station. Hey, could you please cancel this? Hello?
Hello, this is... What is it? Is it Norm? It's not Norm Peterson.
It is? This is Norm Peterson. Rooney?
Norm Peterson.
This is Norm Peterson.
I have Johnny G out in front of the studio. And I'll come by with my Ferrari and pick him up.
Take that bit off the air immediately. This is George Peterson.
It's George Peterson.
This is George Peterson.
In Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
Ah, there you go. It's George Peterson.
George Peterson. I have done out in front of the school.
Take that bit off immediately where he's having his head shaved.
Please do that post haste.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Secret Sound Time. Oops, went to the wrong line. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, caller 100.
Yes, you are.
Are you serious?
I think that's the first time that I've ever heard it say caller 100.
Yeah, that's about right. Caller 100.
H-U-N-E-R-T.
Yeah, I don't think the T's pronounced.
Yeah,
no.
H-U-N-E-R?
Yeah, Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah, whatever.
That great TV show that starred Fred Dwyer.
Yeah, Dwyer. Yeah, Hunter.
Hunter.
One chick, that hot chick he was with.
Hunter.
Hunter.
I used to really love that TV show, Hunter.
Right.
That was a show it was...
You did love that show.
It was Hunter and his... You're right about this, my Cletian friend. His girl's name on that show was Dee McCall.
Yeah, and she was a hottie.
She was very hot. They were detectives together.
He was a great football player, too, Fred Dwyer.
Right? And a better actor.
Oh, yes.
Always wore those tight jeans.
Listen, what's your name there, Cletus?
Keith Byers.
The Keith Byers?
No, I'm a tall white dude.
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento, California.
Caller number 100, my friend, you have won the Austin Powers 2 prize pack.
Sweet.
You can buy or rent Austin Powers Spy Who Shagged Me now at Blockbuster. They're guaranteed to have copies in stock. Blockbuster Video.
All right.
Did you hear the clue?
Yes, I did.
The clue is, and it's not a goofy clue, it's a real clue, think home electronics.
Did you find the clue helpful? Did it steer you towards or away from anything?
Yeah, it kind of narrowed it down.
Good.
Definitely.
All right.
Really? Well, I will tell you, and don't be offended, sir. I'm not talking to somebody else. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Already, I feel like doubling it.
Yeah.
I feel pretty secure in your limited opportunity to win this game.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're probably right. I wouldn't doubt.
You're a mouth breather. I know that right away.
Yeah, and he's a bit of a troublemaker, too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Based on this, troublemakers usually fall into that category of not really focused.
Not really focused. No, I'm a little high, too, so.
Okay. Then I'll make it $3,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you'll play for three times the amount.
Oh, John.
What do you do? What do you do for a living, sir?
I do nothing at the present time.
You're unemployed?
I am unemployed.
Are you right out of college, right out of high school?
No, actually, right now I'm 27 years old. I've been out of college for about 4 years.
How are you paying for this phone call?
Family.
Your family is supporting you?
You're
a slacker as well?
Somewhat, yes.
Oh, and so this is a 27-year-old who is between his first job.
Yes.
And you still live with your mommy?
Yeah, I'm taking care of her right now. She needs all love she can get.
Sure. Boy, you are a chronic mouth breather.
Why
does your mommy need help?
Oh, I don't know. She just went through a divorce and stuff, and her house got broken into and everything.
Oh, my God.
So,
you're reaping financial rewards. Are you at least there for moral support?
Oh, definitely.
Where's your mommy at now?
She's at work.
Are you making any effort yourself to find work?
Not at the present time, no. I think I'll wait until the year 2000.
You realize that we have a 96% employment rate in this country.
Really? It's 96?
Yeah, the unemployment rate is as low as it's ever been, right?
As low as it's ever been?
Yes.
Wow.
The jobs are plenty.
I feel good about that. You know, 4%, that's a hard thing to come by.
Well, I'll tell you right now, people all over this country, employers all over this country, major companies, good jobs available, people desperate to fill positions. Companies really slacking in productivity because they can't fill the positions needed. I mean, it's really, and wages are also very good right
now. What is your area of expertise?
I don't have any area of expertise besides having a good time with my friends.
Did you graduate from anything?
College and high school, yes.
What did you get your degree in college?
Psychology.
You're a psych major.
Yeah, it was the easiest thing to take.
Really? What school was it? A community college or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, American River College, that's right.
All right, 13th grade.
American River College?
Yes, it is.
American River College. I don't think I've ever heard of that college.
Really, Mike?
No one has.
You've ever heard of their nationally ranked teams?
American
the Beavers. It's called the Beavers.
The American River Beavers.
That's right.
American River sounds like a goddamn publishing house.
Yeah, basically. But, you know, a lot of hot chicks went there, so it was a great time while I was
there. I guess you had a lot of classes where the teacher would make the form the chairs into a circle.
Yeah. Hang out, play duck, duck, goose.
Are you sure you didn't go to the van down by the River College?
Matt Foley University.
I live in a van down by the river.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So you've doubled it so far?
Tripled it, Mike.
Tripled it for $3,000.
Yeah, we'll go with $3,000 for this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Just imagine. Just imagine all the ponchos you could buy with that.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Poncho, definitely.
Put a down payment on having Van Halen play at your birthday party.
You got that right.
We're both thinking the same thing, just Nicole, 100%.
Absolutely.
All right, good luck. I will play the sound for you. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready?
I am ready, sir.
Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
All right, Spicoli, here is the sound. We will give you 15 seconds. Imagine all those right-thinking Americans calling us from their jobs now.
Right.
How pissed they are that this guy got through.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hold on. Please, don't do to me what that guy did to Regis.
Pay attention and focus.
Let me draw it out here. For $3,000, what is secret sound number 7?
I will say that there's a tape coming out of the VCR, in or out, and that's my final answer.
We're sorry.
Gee.
Yeah, and it hasn't been guessed too often.
That was, I think, the first...
Not too often, though?
I think that was the first secret sound.
The first sound.
That was the very one we did, right.
I apologize.
Maybe a little less time getting high and a little more time paying attention in class.
I think you really let down all the alumni of American River.
They are.
All those beavers.
That's right.
27 years old.
All those jack-in-the-box managers right now are very, very, very disappointed in you.
Yeah, they certainly are.
I won't stoop to that level, you know.
Of course you won't. Why do that when you can sit on the couch all day?
You got that right.
And mooch off your mama. All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on.
Thank you, sir. He's very polite in that regard.
We've got just a big hemorrhoid on the ass of society.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day at work, Mom. I hope we go to war.
Yeah, we could use the war.
And I hope he gets drafted.
Yeah, he's too old, isn't he? For the
draft? Not if it's a bad war, Mike.
It's a real bad war. They go up to like 25, don't
right.
they? 27, maybe.
And number one on the list is guys who live at home with their mom.
We're out of the equation for that, aren't we?
Oh,
safely.
I believe so.
Are we that old? I mean, you giggled about that.
Unless
that
it's
old,
a real bad war.
Right. Well, that would be a war. If it's that bad a war, then they'd use like the big bombs and we'd all die anyway.
I always thought if there was a war, you all would join the USO. Hey, that would be our way out.
Rob, I think that's a brilliant idea.
You know, I found out the information for joining the USO when Desert Storm started because I was pretty freaked out and I didn't want to do anything. So if it came to that, I was going to join the USO.
No one should ever underestimate your level of physical cowardice.
Hey, I wanted to give to my country the best way I knew how. Me with a gun isn't going to do anything.
Oh, but, man. You know, I think when your time comes, back in the days when there were such things as drafts.
Yeah, back when we were, you know,
kids
that age.
I think when your number's pulled, you didn't go to the draft board and said, hi, my name is Rob. I
was going to join before I got to that, though.
I think I'm a funny kid, and I think I would be best served serving my country in the USO.
Get into boot camp.
No, it would be me. Sir, you don't understand. I'll go on stage with a golf club, just like Bob Hope. You'll love it.
Rob entertaining TXs and commissaries around every base in America.
Thank God there was no war when I was of draft age. I'm positive we would have lost, because I would make the world's worst soldier.
You're old enough to remember memories. I have memories of thinking that far down the road, like when I was 14, 15 years old, thinking about, you know, Vietnam and also saying, hey, man, you know, what if this keeps going? Well, do you have memories like that?
Here's the memory I have. Okay. You know, I left my house when I was 16.
Right.
I had enough credits to graduate high school, and I got a job at a radio station. And the last thing I remember my dad saying to me is, good luck in Vietnam.
Right.
Because my dad... Even though I think at the time, like in 75, 76, the war was over, there was still conflict going on elsewhere in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad was using Vietnam as a generic way of saying...
Very kind of him to do that.
Unless you go to college,
right,
you're going to get drafted to go in the Army.
Yeah, right. I remember that. I mean, it was scary. It was a scary time. I remember that, you know, when you didn't know whether the war was going to end or not, and you were thinking, hey, you know, it's just a matter of time before you're called...
Right.
Very scary. I had a high lottery number, so I felt safe. And you're old enough to actually have been...
Oh, hell.
That.
Civil War?
Yes.
World War One, World War Two, the War of 1812. Were you drafted in that war, Buzz?
No, I spent that year in Canada. You know, when they, you know, it's funny when you hear about those news stories about the candidates that avoided it.
Right.
It's one thing for us to look at that because we were outside that draft era, that Vietnam era. But I would think that anybody that had gone over there and served in Vietnam, to read those news stories about, like, daddy getting somebody a deferment or somebody not serving, I can understand how pissed off they must be.
Sure.
I mean, that sucks.
But I'd just like to say, I'm being honest, I could also understand going to daddy to get that deferment.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
Absolutely. I would be the first on that list going, please.
Sure.
Please, look at me. You put me out in the field. If I'm in Saving Private Ryan, I fight like a girl.
Right. Don't hurt
the
me.
The Krauts will kill us.
Private Geronimo, get out of the fetal position.
No! No!
Don't do that to me. The Joe Besser School of Fighting.
No, don't hurt me. This is your sergeant, Sergeant Peterson. Sergeant George Peterson.
All right. Geronimo, storm the beach. Get out of this amphibious craft right now. Kill those Germans.
I'm pulling up to the war. A little convertible.
Yeah.
A little ascot around my neck.
Howdy, what school do you go to?
Oh, I'd be the worst soldier. I'd be the absolute worst. You do not want to know. So I guess the weekend, the head shaving reaction, I guess you've heard... most of them. My wife was brutal for the first time.
Right.
My son is still brutal. My friends were okay. I got a lukewarm reaction at the Redskins game.
Right.
I found today that I didn't go out and do all the jobs that I normally do. Like, just everyday stuff, like going to the bank, going to the grocery store.
Right.
I went to a different gas station off my way to work today.
That's sad.
Because I didn't want to see people. Frankly, I'm tired. First, I'm tired of wearing the hat. Because I wore the hat virtually all day yesterday at the Redskins game.
Right.
And when I got home last night, I had the mark around the top of my head from the hat.
How did you like the hygiene factor?
I showered every day.
Yeah, but getting out of the shower. I know that you would not go sand shower. You could, however, with this hairdo, because not having hair to dick around.
It's weird. You know, one thing I did do the first time, I guess Saturday, when I took a shower.
Right.
And why I do this, I don't know. Still shampooed.
Right.
Right. Even though I've got just like a trace of hair now.
Sure.
Habit. Still shampooed, and when I got out of the shower, the first thing I did instinctively was. Flip my head like that, which is what I used to do when I had hair.
Oh, I've heard about that flip.
And I realized I'm going to get myself whiplash here. I'm flipping my head back, and there's nothing to flip. There's no hair to go out of my eyes.
Well, it's a little time saver, too. You know, it's you don't have to screw around
with
your
hair. No, that's true.
That's a good thing.
That is true. And
right. Think
of the money I'm going to save in hairspray, and I'm not kidding about
that.
Because I'm not too proud to tell you.
Right.
that I used to hairspray my hair.
Shellac it down.
Absolutely. I mean, I had that helmet hair happening.
Right, because, you know, we wear these headphones and you need to protect yourself, right?
I mean, at the end of a show, when I would go to the men's room here, back in the days when I used to carry a comb in my back pocket.
Right.
At the end of the show, I would go to the bathroom before the last break, and I had so much crap in my hair that the comb sometimes would act, the teeth would actually break off in my hair.
Causing excruciating pain in the process.
And a lot of times when I was finally able to work the comb or a brush through,
right,
there would be all of these particles that would come flying out. And what it is the dry hairspray.
Right.
Which has been caked on, too.
I didn't know you put it on that. What kind did you use? Nexus Pro Formula 2000.
No, not the Ditka kind.
Ditka!
I don't know. Whatever kind my wife has, that's the kind I use.
You see any of Ditka last night?
Oh, I saw a lot of Ditka last night.
Wasn't he vintage Ditka? Didn't his head, seriously, most of the game look like it was going to explode?
Oh, and he doesn't just chew gum on the side. He's like, he chews his tongue on the side. Oh.
You know, I mean, his face looks like a ripe tomato. I mean, he's just sitting there going, even when he's being normal.
He's fantastic. I feel bad for them. He's gonna. One of these weeks, though, we're gonna get the treat of watching the New Orleans Saints on television, and we're actually gonna see Ditka's heart explode out of his chest.
Yeah, I mean that's what'll happen
and,
too.
And like in the
everybody
movie,
in the stadium will be covered with blood.
Yeah, like in the movie Scanners.
Yeah,
I mean all of a sudden it's gonna be. Oh my God, Ditka's heart has exploded.
Thank you, everyone, and good night.
The New Orleans Saints, thank you. Give that fan a contract.
Unbelievable. He is fun to watch. He's fun to watch when he is just sitting on the sidelines chewing gum.
Yep. And you know what I thought was interesting last night? I didn't realize that Ditka calls the plays.
Right.
Every play he calls for the Saints, he doesn't wear a headset.
No.
So it's like all the other coaches are talking and stuff.
Right.
And he's oblivious to it. He just walks over to the coach and says,
sure,
give the ball to Ricky Williams, left side. And then all of the other coaches do the crap. You know, and I watched Commandant Coughlin on the other side for the Jaguars.
Who really looks like a lizard that's just had his lair exposed.
The guy's got two separate headsets on. He's got a freaking DVD attached to him.
Some guy I was watching yesterday.
Like one of those scanner things like the UPS guy has.
There's a guy I was watching yesterday. I think it might have been I'm pretty sure it was the Baltimore Ravens coach yesterday. And he had the headphones on and he was sending plays in with a walkie-talkie, which just looks so stupid. I mean, you got all that technology over there. You got the headphones and he's sitting there going, breaker one night. Breaker one night. Play for the NFL. And you know, the great shot, you pointed this out years ago, the great shot of going up to the little booth where the coaches
coordinators are,
which you know just smells like feces there. Absolutely.
The best shot of all is if you watched any of the Miami New England game,
mm-hmm.
whenever the Patriots are on TV, you got to watch the shots in the booth because their offensive coordinators, this guy Ernie Sampisi.
Oh, he's been doing it for a million years.
First off, he's 1,000 years old, and he's got bags under his eyes, gigantic bags under his eyes, and this guy must chain smoke 100 cigarettes a game.
Filling the booth with the secondhand smoke for all the other coaches.
And every time that I was watching the Miami game yesterday, they'd go up to a shot of him on the booth because Bledsoe threw like 5 interceptions yesterday.
Right.
So they go up there for a reaction, and he was either putting out a cigarette and taking a new one out. One time they had him lighting up on the air. At one point he had two cigarettes going at the same time. One in his hand and one in the ashtray next to him.
Ernie Sampisi.
Oh, that's the best.
In life in the NFL, very stressful little Sundays for a lot of those
guys.
That's
great. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, did you see Dom Capers with his new hair?
You know, Dom Capers, it's like a Brillo pad on top of his head. The guy who used to be the coach for Carolina.
He's an offensive coordinator now, isn't he?
Defensive with Jacksonville.
With Jacksonville, all right.
He's the guy that's up in the booth. When he was coach of the Panthers,
mm-hmm.
for a while he had that comb-over hairdo that bald guys have.
Yeah, he was pretty, you know, decent-looking guy. I mean, he looks like he's not too stressed out.
Then all of a sudden, he had like this, I thought he was wearing a wig for a while.
Right.
This phony-looking hair, and now that's been replaced with Brillo-like hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you know, what's left is what you're saying now? I was really thinking to myself, and more importantly, I was watching Mike Nolan, who's the defensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins, and I was saying to myself, you know, there's a lot of reward in the NFL. A lot of reward if you're successful. Man, when you look at a guy like Mike Nolan, who literally, it's almost like one game at a time for him.
He's a skeleton.
And, you know, you're saying, man, is it worth it? Is it really, you know, for all of that to come down to one day a week, and then you know whether you're coming back next week. I guess they tell you it is. They love it when they do that. But that is a tough, tough job.
Do you think Coughlin has solid... I mean, this is a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
Coughlin of the Jaguars.
Right.
Do you think he has solid BMs? Or do you think that he's like all watery and stuff?
No,
all the
he
time?
Has beyond solid BMs. He has rabbit BMs.
Oh, you mean like little pellets?
Yeah, they're so solid that, and he's so wrapped tight, and they're like little diamonds that come out.
See, when I was watching him last,
he is.
Watching him last night, he also does this thing a lot. Remember that guy used to coach for San Diego, Don Coryell?
Oh, God, Don Coryell, the most worried man in the NFL.
Okay. He has that same thing where he like leans over and puts his hands on his knees the whole time. It looks like he's about to have sex with Homo Joe.
And you see his eyes. Coughlin's eyes do this. Like, first of all, he's got a little rat eye. Seriously, reptilian little eyes.
He has like
eyes that, you know.
Bob Hope eyes. They look like that.
Right.
You know, the red rabbit eyes.
Did you see the close-up of him when they got it? I mean, really, where you didn't need any subtitles.
Oh, he said F?
Throw the effing flag.
Yeah.
And you always see the color guys. They don't know how to handle it. You see him going, he's going, throw the effing flag.
And I don't think Coach Coughlin agreed with that call. I think Coach Coughlin was looking for an interference on that one.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. I love watching. You know, there's so much going on just on the sidelines. That's more fun sometimes in the game.
I was watching him last night and seriously having a discussion with myself
right.
in my mind about Tom Coughlin and his bathroom habits.
I really would think that rabbit pellets would come out.
No. I bet his insides have got to be like a meat grinder. I mean, whatever he eats, I bet just comes out in liquid form.
So you just think it's espresso just coming out of it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Tom Coughlin's anus is, yeah. in effect, an espresso machine.
I don't think he eats like a normal guy. I don't think he sits down with a knife and fork. I think they maybe throw like a rodent into his office, and then you see him swallow. It whole. He is really the most reptilian-looking guy I've ever seen.
But either way, I bet you it's liquefied when it comes out.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is liquefied. You know, like they'll take a very good-sized rabbit and they'll throw it into his office, and then you see him strike it and then unhinge his jaw. And then if you catch him,
no, it's like that Cheech and Chong movie with Stacy Keach, where his big old tongue would come out
And just snap it up right there. Get the wrong part of the day into his office and see this big bulge in his neck. For this, hey, that's the outline of a full-size lab rat.
Like when my neighbor had the snake that ate the mouse, and she went downstairs and saw the outline of the mouse about halfway down the snake's throat.
I got that on the brain because Animal Planet had the reptile catchers. They had these guys like in Arabic outfits that were going. Did you watch any of that, Rob? They go in and they lift up rocks. And you see this guy lift up the rock and stick his face down in it. This is where he's looking for the cobra. And he's got his face 2 inches away. And then they go into the town after they catch all these cobras. And for pennies, they just do this little show with the cobras. It was pretty cool. Pretty stupid, actually.
Yeah. Okay, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you were making big bucks, but no, they didn't look like they lived very well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
It's the King of Queens tonight. CBS, that's right. 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
My God, here.
It's a big old beater to dine, and you know Don and Mike will shine.
There you go.
Give this guy credit, Mike.
Absolutely.
We're getting a plug for our show tonight.
It's going to go higher now. Though.
Then it's on at 7. It'll be a slice of tea for them. It's Don and Mike. I'm the King of Queens. It's sitcom hilarity. Tonight will be a
there we go. Hey, all right, man. Finally. I give him a canned applause there.
Good job. That's my guy right there. He was working overtime.
My guy will call it. He'll just go,
unleash the hounds.
Yeah. That's your new guy. I don't know where your old guy used to be.
No, that guy is the same guy.
Same exact guy.
Remember one day.
They're not two guys living in the same house?
No. The unleash the hound guy is the same guy. Don am I. Don am I. Same guy.
I wish you'd go back to that. I miss that.
Hello. Mary? Hello, Mary?
Yes.
Mary?
I had a boa constrictor for a couple of years, and everything, hair, everything gets dissolved. All that emerges in the snake, and it's like 100 times worse than cat doo-doo, is a little male-shaped white pellet that's the semi-dissolved bone mass. That's all that's left.
Ooh. Well, maybe that's what it's like for Tom Coughlin of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, so a little white bone mass comes out.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
There's something about Mary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And I didn't mean it the same way as the movie.
Hello, buddy. Neil, hey, buddy.
Buddy, what's up, buddy?
Baldy.
Hey, check it out. That guy who's calling from American River College?
Yeah, check it out.
It's a real place, and they have beaver relays there.
Beaver relays?
Beaver relays. Their mascot is the beaver. So, I mean, how could you not go to a beaver's relay?
How does a beaver hand off to another beaver? How can you have a relay?
Couldn't tell you, man.
Well, you can tell me there were beaver relays. You know, it's just like some of our listeners. They call and they can talk about the beaver relays, but then they don't explain
it
any
further. Can't explain it to us.
Well, I got first place. I got a blue shirt with American Beaver Relays on it.
Are you an American River alumni?
No. We competed against them. Oh, and it's a community college. So that guy says he graduated. You don't graduate from a community college. You just get your elevated diploma from high school.
I'm telling you. Community colleges are 13th grade. Because am I wrong about this, that anybody can go to a community college, right?
You know, technically anybody can go to a four-year college if you play your cards right. You can actually, you can finagle it. I mean, I barely got into college. I had to transfer to get into a better college, but my first time around, it was just like I had to be propped up and helped in.
Well, no, listen, I would disagree with you. I don't think you have that many mouth breeders at Harvard, right?
No.
Okay, I mean
a four-year college. I mean, a four-year go-away college. I'm not talking about Harvard. Harvard's, you know, obviously.
So you're saying anybody can get into a crappy college.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are four-year colleges that would even be less than there are some community colleges that would actually probably give you a better education than certain four-year colleges. You'd have to hunt and peck to find the examples, but I'm sure that there
are. How would you rate Nova on that scale, Mike?
Nova? I'm pretty damn good, actually. Probably pretty darn good. Probably.
Really? Have you not seen their many graduates working in the area?
Yeah.
Does that not taint your opinion a little bit?
You have to remember, I went to American University, and I saw the product, you know, the graduates walking in. People with college diplomas walking out into the workforce and just shaking my head. I'm sure there are some people from Northern Virginia Community College that could compete with them.
Champions of industry, you think?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Don't surprise me. Most people I met who went to Nova, they're morons.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, 13th grade.
Tom and Mike, but who am I? Look at me.
Ben.
I went to no college.
Yeah, but you read and read and read all the time. That's what you do. That's why
I do. I just don't understand it. But I read my ass off.
You read it. That's important.
Right. Hello?
Unleash the king! No. Unleash the queen! No. Ah, yes. Unleash the hound! Don and Mike will be on the King of Queens tonight at 7 o'clock Central. Don and Mike, King of Queens at 7 o'clock Central tonight on CBS.
Well, you know what? Gotta give him a spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's not exactly thinking on his own, if you get my drift.
I know. Come on. He's my guy.
I know he is.
He's my Amadea. He's my protege.
And he proved the point that he is the both guys.
Right. So. My prodigy.
There he is.
Well, both of them worked in the fact that we will be on the CBS television network tonight, King of Queens, 8 o'clock. Not sure exactly when our scenes are going to be on, so you got to watch the whole show.
8 o'clock Eastern time, and we informed that out in Sacramento it's going to be on at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I think in the Midwest it's on at 7, and
right.
In Alaska, where I think we're on today, I'm not even going to get into that, the whole network thing.
Are we on in Alaska? Is there a way we can verify it?
Mike, I spent most of the morning trying to figure that very fact out.
There is some station that's broadcasting this show in Alaska?
I think so.
Up in Adams.
But Westwood One can't tell us. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn in...
Thank you, Larry.
Even better than a baby carriage full of pornography, the Don and Mike Show.
Just when I thought that I had started to swing upwards.
Yeah, you seem chipper today.
Mood-wise with the hair. And I just went right out the crapper.
Why?
Because Ken had to come down to see me.
Yeah, Ken came out. I saw him come out of the studio gleefully.
Yeah.
There's no real good way to do it. That's kind of his mantra, isn't it? No good way to do anything.
Put that on a tombstone.
Right.
You know, Ken Stevens, I think we have illustrated this point. The general manager here?
Yes.
He's a very sad man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very evil man. His disposition on a good day
right.
is foul.
Yes.
And nothing hurts me more, right here in my picker, than to be the reason that stone face
yes.
cracks a gigantic
Ron Jaworski looking ear to ear smile.
A joyful look. It's just a look, mind you, because the man, as we have discussed before, totally incapable of feeling any joy whatsoever.
Oh, no, you should have seen him.
But you think it was real joy, or do you think it was just a momentary happy? I think, you know, I saw him start to walk back down the hallway, and the moment had receded. I think you feel joyful for a longer period than that. He was happy, and I think he was pleased. But the man, I believe, is sincerely incapable of feeling that that great feeling of joy that some people experience in their lives. I just don't think he can do it. I don't think he's capable.
The mirthless laughter of the damned.
It's true. Mirthless laughter of the damned. You know, he smiles at you. He has that moment of happiness.
But I'm telling you, for that moment,
right,
his mind had an orgasm.
Right.
When he came in,
sure,
he came around the corner. And of course, I tense up. Because when Ken comes down to the studio during
sure
the show,
right, oh, absolutely,
it means only one thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're being sued,
sure,
or a radio station is mad at something that we said.
In our own little world, it's kind of like in the military when the general comes into there. You know, everybody kind of like snaps to attention.
Oh, yeah. Or an advertiser's complaint. I mean, otherwise he never would come down during the show.
I
so right away,
talk to you for a second.
I turn around, I see him, and then right away I see the grin. And I know we've described Ken before as like looking like Cheech Marin.
Or one of the apostles.
Or one of the guys who blew up the World Trade Center.
That's kind of Ken's look.
But I'm telling you, when you see him smile,
right,
I'm talking just from below the nose.
You know, he shaved his beard real close now, so it's almost stubbly. He's really approaching Yasser Arafat territory.
But listen, from right here, from right below his nose to right above his chin when he smiles,
right,
Ron Jaworski. I want you to look at Ron Jaworski on ESPN.
Right.
That is, Ken Stevens has
sure
the same smile.
Right.
And yeah, it sickens me to see that smile. It sickens me to bring him that much joy.
Right. And just remember when, you know, just think, this will make you feel better, that on Thanksgiving Day when he's sitting down with whatever family members decide to join him, and he sits down, they say, Ken, you know, what part of the turkey meat would you like? And Ken simply looks and says, whatever. Because you know that's what he's going to be doing. It doesn't matter to me. I'll take what everyone else has left. You know that's what he does. Thanksgiving at the Stevenses.
Oh, Stevens.
Poor Douglas.
Yeah.
Stevens.
Stevens.
Well, he came in, and I mean, he had a smile on his face, and I said, what? I said, what? And he said, I just had to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to see it. And then he stood here for a solid minute.
Grinning.
Just looking at me and smiling.
You know, he came out of the studio and I was out in the hallway and I'm putting and he comes around the corner and he was kind of chuckling and grinning, which to me is just, that's terror for me. I'm like, what? It's like, oh, I just had to see that. I said, what? You know, because I sometimes forget, you know, thinking Ken runs the entire station, that Ken's in the loop and he might have seen it or something like that. I forget that he usually runs, what, about 72 hours behind everybody else around here?
Longer than, with this
yeah
show, longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is, I swear to God, weeks behind, if not months behind, stuff we're doing on this show.
Yeah, I mean, he'd walk into his office on Friday and say, oh, the big day today, the big shaving. Really, who's going to shave? Somebody's shaving their beard off?
No, no idea.
Don't worry about it.
No idea. Oh, piss me off. I hate seeing him so happy. I really do.
Well, you know, just remember, by Thanksgiving Day, he won't be joyful.
That's right. Hello.
Hello.
You know, and as long as I'm on the topic of the management of this
station, I think you've been enormously patient with that.
Would somebody please fix the goddamn phone pod?
Is Mr. Wendell in the building today?
Because every time I go to take a telephone call, one channel drops out, and I'm having to make manual adjustments. And I hate doing manual labor.
Right. Rob is actually now sprinting out of the studio, heading down to engineering.
Hello, Joey.
Yes.
See, right there.
Hey, how are you?
Of course, to our many listeners on AM, you would not be able to detect a difference.
Yes.
However,
the monaural signal would not be affected.
For those of you with stereophonic sound, Joey was just coming out of your left-hand speakers. Yes, Robbie.
High fidelity, Billy.
That's right. We apologize for anyone having difficulty with their hi-fi.
Because there was a football game yesterday, the engineers have the day off.
That's good. No better thing when the regular programs are coming in here to
There was a football game yesterday, and I'm here today.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that really should apply to you, because you did work yesterday.
Yes, Joey.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're great, thank you.
Look, you were talking about Ken Stevens Monument a while ago. I'd like to assist you in doing that.
What?
We weren't talking about it.
Yeah, you said something about you was going to put something on his headstone.
Gravestone. Oh, do you...
I'm in the monument business.
Really? So you stencil like... Or
no,
you
actually we make monuments. That's we're a granite manufacturer.
So you make tombstones?
Right.
Ah.
Right.
I don't know if we're interested in a tombstone, but if you might want to throw a few kitchen countertops my way, that would be
Well, I don't think about throwing those in, but we do those, too.
You know what? Yeah. Hold on. I'm serious. I would like nothing better.
Joey. A headstone for Ken.
I'm serious. Uh-huh. I would love nothing better than to present it with him.
Right.
Present it to him on the air one day.
Uh-huh.
To give him an actual headstone that says, Ken Stevens.
Whatever.
R.I.P. You know, whatever we want to write about.
Right.
Right.
And that has whatever year he was born, 1928 or whatever it was.
And give him his headstone.
Right.
Well, how heavy are those?
It depends because you have to say length, time, width, time, height, times the average, like, gray stone.
Well, couldn't you just whip one up for free, for some free advertising?
Possibly we'll trade something out.
Oh, you know, you're the kind of guy, you know, with that width and height and weight and stuff.
No,
you're talking to one of your old ladies. Lost her husband.
Wait just a damn minute now. Hold on.
Don't say damn.
Okay, damn. I won't say that no more.
Goodbye. There, see you.
We'll find somebody else.
Absolutely.
Robbie, write a note. Take a message, please. Let's take a meeting right now.
Go.
Memo.
Yes.
To self.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Buy headstone for Ken to present at Christmas party.
There you go.
Perfect.
You know, you could write on it.
And see that to Mike O'Mara, please.
I shall. Because here lies Ken Stevens, and he lies all the time.
Well, you know, whatever.
Can I be honest with you? I mean, I love that, but I'll tell you something.
It's an old joke.
If we're presenting a man with a symbol of his imminent death, you probably don't have to go with the insult on the headstone.
I think you put Ken Stevens R.I.P.
R.I.P. And make but get a nice, like a thin one, but a real one. You know, a real stone.
Out of concrete.
Absolutely.
But we know his
concrete
face. Because we could put his symbol on it and be at a cross.
No, we don't have to. You know, maybe,
that's a tradition like at Arlington for military.
I think Ken Stevens, R.I.P., and then the date of birth, and then, you know what, chisel a question mark.
Three or four question marks.
Right. Three or four question marks, and that's all. And that can be the great presentation of the Christmas party. You know, we'll just have a bunch of guys go into the back, somebody's drunk, you know, and
put a big ribbon on it.
Oh, absolutely. Ken, we got you a little something.
Present it to him when he stands up, when he's bombed on his ass, when he stands up to tell us how come nobody gets any bonuses in this company. But when he says the real bonus is being able to work for a company where we can all practice our art.
And we're all so successful.
And then toss it to him with a nice black ribbon on it. Catch.
I'm serious. Yeah, we all chipped in.
Well, you'll pardon the statement, pardon the pun. Chipped in. I'm serious. I'd love to buy him a headstone for Christmas.
I'll find you a headstone.
And you know what? You know what might be a nice touch? This might be a really nice touch. You know the way they do it in Europe? In those, you know, when you see those, you know, over in foreign countries when there's like an earthquake or something.
Right.
And you see the little picture that's on top of it. Maybe a little picture of Ken. You know how they do that where they have the little frame that's on top of it?
I think it might be overdone.
Yeah.
What about just a simple gravestone, a headstone?
Uh-huh.
Just Ken Stevens, R.I.P.
Okay.
Yeah, what, Robbie?
Or maybe Kenneth C. Stevens. Would you want his full name or his more familiar name?
Ken Stevens. And, you know, and he'll keep it in his office. You know he'll keep it in his office. His headstone.
Right.
Hey, we got to get it.
That Ken with his headstone. You know there are a million people that do the
business. I'm hoping somebody called us now.
Absolutely.
Because I give them a free plug.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Quality workmanship, you get a free plug.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm thinking about making a tombstone there for Don and Mike.
Do you work with granite?
No, I don't work with granite, but I do a granite resemblance in concrete.
Well, that's great. That's great, too.
As long as it's something that somebody would really have when they're 6 feet under.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Really, where are you calling from? What city?
Orleans, Virginia.
Ah, way out west.
What is the dollar value? Let's say that Ken died, and would we have a party that day? Let's say that Ken got hit by a bus.
Right.
And that we were planning his funeral, and we wanted to get him the most economical tombstone we could. Yet we wanted to have his name engraved. How much would it run us?
Well, something like that, you'd pour it. You wouldn't engrave it.
Okay, so it's poured concrete with a granite look to it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there are plenty of tombstones that are like that.
All right, well, then plenty.
How much? What's the neighborhood?
Probably about $2.25.
$225.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. Real cheap.
Well, that's all right. Well, the hell, you know what? We could probably afford to go a little better.
Yeah, we could get him a nicer one. I mean, is that a good one for that money?
Oh, I mean, I'm just thinking.
Everybody's in this business. Seriously, does it?
What's that?
Nothing. Nothing, sir.
I would like nothing more fancy.
Y'all aren't wanting anything high dollar.
Hey, hey. Hold on. First off, genius, you can't use the S word.
Oh, I'm sorry, but.
And as you so eloquently put it, we don't want this just to bull S him with. We want to give him a headstone.
But you understand that when this gentleman's saying he's not going to bring it out to his family plot and place it there.
No, but I don't want to give him
I'm talking about
a corrugated
looking cheesy
cardboard
right.
plastic. I want it to be.
We could make that this afternoon if we were going to do that. You want
a real one.
Right. You want, now, do you make real headstones?
Oh, yeah.
So if we had this poured concrete headstone and it was engraved, it would look like it could go, if Ken chose, right into a cemetery.
Oh, definitely.
And what I'm thinking of is something no flashier than you would see in your average pet cemetery.
Yeah, and you want the round look.
Yes, round. Right. Yeah, straight.
Right.
With the curved top.
Exactly.
Arlington.
What is that called, Robbie?
It's like the ones at Arlington. A very simple, understated, classic headstone shape.
Yeah, only a little bigger. You know, a little bigger like you would see in a cemetery.
Like how tall.
Right.
All right. What would you think about putting a CBS eye on it? What would you think about that?
Might be
logo.
More expensive.
How much would a logo cost?
Well, you have to build the form. That's the basic thing. You build a wooden form, and you carve everything into the form, and then you pour the concrete to it.
Oh,
right. All right, well.
It's relatively simple to do.
Well, let me put you on hold. Hold on a second. I think we have some other death merchants on the line.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I could get you a black marble headstone with a CBS eye in it and his information for free.
How would that be?
I work for a monument company here in Wichita.
There you go.
Okay, well.
And you pay for the shipping, too?
Yeah.
Oh, but, my God.
We're cheap.
One minor snag.
Yes,
what's that?
Can I have a guess at the secret sound?
Because
it's no secret to me. I've known it for like ever, but I can't get in.
Well, listen, here's the thing. Let's say that I do give you the guess.
Yeah.
How do I know I'm going to get the headstone back in return?
Oh, I guarantee you I will send it back to you. I've been listening to you guys forever.
Are you calling from your work now?
No, I'm calling from home.
Well, you'd have to call me from your work so I could verify your information.
I won't be back at work till tomorrow, and someone might guess the sound.
If we don't give you a guess, do we still get our monument?
Sure.
Well, then thank you.
It's a stand-up guy.
Yeah,
no problem.
Thank you. We'll look for the... how are you going to send that?
It'll just be shipped UPS.
And would you like to give the monument company a plug that you work for?
Eck Monument Company.
Heck?
Eck. E-C-K.
Eck.
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 Eck. Oh, that's a little chilly. Eck. And you do tombstones for a lot of people?
Yes.
Really? And black marble is like a real she one?
Right. It's just etched with acid paste.
How are Mama and Papa Eck doing and all the little baby Eck?
They're doing just...
And their son, of course, Malcolm. Malcolm Eck.
Malcolm Eck, right.
Her other son, the cigar guy, Opus. Opus Eck. Is it X or Eck?
E-C-K.
Eck. Eck. Oh, okay, all right, Eck. Eck.
So no free guess, though, huh?
No!
I know what it is.
Oh, come on.
No, and I don't trust. We don't trust people when they're saying
that. Not like that. Hello, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Bob.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good.
Well, Bob, hello, radio show, you're on the air.
Okay, Don and Mike, this is Bob Thomas.
Bob, let me explain something to you. Didn't Don just say hi, Bob, to you?
Hey, first time caller, so.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Right, okay.
We're
Bob.
In Arlington here. I listen to you when you're on Wave and all that, but... We have a cemetery right in Arlington. I'd be happy to bring one right out to Main Street Fairfax for you.
A tombstone?
Yeah, we do it all the time. We do stones in Arlington National, do stones in our own cemetery.
You know, can I be honest with you? An Arlington National tombstone. You mean one of the white ones?
No, they have private monuments in there as well.
Oh, they do, so it wouldn't be...
Yeah, I don't want something like that somebody who really died for this country would get. Something like that you would see in the backyard of the Adams family.
There you go. I know exactly what you want.
Right.
The classic R.I.P. cemetery. And what would it be made out of?
Black granite. I had a delivery today.
Really?
Yep.
You deliver it today?
We had a delivery today, yeah. If you want one, we'll be happy to do it.
Cool.
Okay, well, here's what we need.
Okay.
Oh, hold on just a moment.
That's pretty cool. Ken would have his own black rock.
Let me call Ken and find out what year he was born.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Who wants to guess? I'm going to say that Ken was born in 1913. Side bet right now. I'm going to say Ken was born in...
Let me write this down. Hold on, I got to do the math first.
I think
now,
Ken,
Rob, don't get all brainiac on this.
Ken was born in 1948, which would make him 51.
I'm going to say Ken was born in 1953.
Robbie, you want this action?
I say
1941. 1941. You are a funny man. You know,
is that your serious guess?
That's not. That's not. He sacrificed that for the good of company. I know how brains
you
work.
You think he is
brains
58
probably...
years old?
It, you know what? It could be, and I'm just, you know, that'll give me on that end of it.
1941. When Ken Stevens was born during WW2.
This is George Peterson. Buzz, what's your answer?
I'll say 1951.
Okay, so your guess was 48?
Yep.
All right, Don said 1948. All right, let's find out.
Ken Stevens.
I said 1953. And Buzz, what was yours?
51.
His number is busy. Hold on.
And anybody out there, if you ever want to call Ken, his phone number is 445.
Hi,
hey, it's Don and Mike. Hey, Colette.
Uh-huh.
Is Ken on the phone with somebody?
Hold on a minute.
Thank you. Hi, hey,
Rob, Seawax guest, in case you didn't get it, was 1941.
Yes, he is.
He is. Can you put me through anyway, though? Does he have like a sec? Can you beep him and tell him we have an emergency?
Hold on a second.
Thanks.
We need to know his date of birth.
Yes, he is.
For the headstone.
Put me now away, though. Does he have, like, a second? I would be the next cruelest, thinking 1948.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz is the next cruelest at 1951. And Mike thinks that Ken is the youngest of all of us. Mike picks 1953.
I will tell you that it was not done for suck-up. That was done because I really seriously think that might be the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, his wife is 50.
53.
Oh, really?
Because I told you he bought his wife that expensive sports car for her 50th birthday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind. So I got to figure that he's got to be at least... 50. I'm going to say he's just a year older than that. That's why I picked 51.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I thought he might still be in his 40s. He might. I'm probably wrong about that.
That's why I picked 50. Either way.
Don?
Yeah.
He's on another line. He said he'd pick it up when he can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, is there anyone else could figure that out?
Well, let me call the gerbil.
I bet the gerbil knows. Doesn't he have... Gerbil's got his big J. Edgar Hoover file on everybody that works here, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes. He was born in 1941.
Hey! I'd be curious to get his guess also.
Sure. 1941.
He's probably hiding under his own desk right now.
When was Jeremy born?
Jeremy was hatched.
There is no date of birth on these records, sir.
Jeremy was hatched with a tail.
He was hatched and found by a zookeeper.
Mason Dixon.
Hey, Jeremy.
I'm Mason Dixon, your zookeeper father. Good morning, buddy.
Father was got shot on.
All right, he is not answering his phone. Ken Stevens.
You know, it's tough to get a little information around here.
Impossible to get stuff fixed. Impossible to get the management. But as soon as I shave my head, we can't get rid of them around here.
And we have no engineers in the building today.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm going to the Baltimore Ravens game this weekend. I want to get on TV. I'm a big Don and Mike fan. I don't want to know what they want me to put on a sign to get on TV.
Well, you know, we're doing all this headstone stuff now. You've caught us by surprise. Just hi, Don and Mike.
I appreciate the sentiment. You're not going to get on TV, though. You realize that. You're not going to get on TV unless you, like, pull down your pants or something. And even in those cases, they don't put those guys on TV.
Right. You know what you might want to do is, isn't it PSI Net Stadium?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You could have fun with that. You know, you just do a big P, little I, little S, big S. You know?
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. But you know, I don't think this is a man for that assignment.
I understand.
Though.
I understand.
Thank you, though.
I know.
Okay.
You can do a little I, big N.
Jesus Christ.
Little TH.
Huh. Ken Stevens' phone is ringing.
Okay.
Hello.
Ken, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
How are you?
It's good to hear you, boy.
We have a trivia question for you.
Okay. Is there a prize?
Well, there will be for you because we're planning your Christmas gift.
Oh.
And we need to know, seriously, no kidding, what year were you born?
'Cause if there's any upside to me telling you that.
Well, yeah, you're not a lady, Ken. I mean, you know, men don't have
to
hide their age.
Please tell us.
I was born in 1951.
Oh,
Buzz is the winner.
Thank you. We'd all guessed, and Buzz was the closest.
I think you'll be flattered to know that Rob's guess was 1941.
Thanks, Rod. I'll remember that.
I guess 1948, and my guess 1953.
Thank you, Mike.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Well, wait, what did Buzz guess?
1951.
He had the correct guess.
Right on the money.
Great.
1951.
Which means you are 40... Help me with the math.
That 40, would be 48.
48.
48.
August, Ken, to be specific, so I'm just barely 48.
And, of course, you're a young man, and, you know, we don't think about things like this, but have you ever thought that when the time comes, would you be cremated or buried?
Cremated or buried? I think cremated, probably.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to take up a lot of space.
Very ashy.
Sure. Is there a bet on that, too?
No,
not at all.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Religion. We've never touched on your religion. Do you feel comfortable telling us what religion you are?
Well, I used to be Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I
used to be Catholic.
Catholic school and all of that.
Right, so you're a former Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, if
we were to have a trophy made for you, would you rather it say Ken Stevens or Kenneth... excuse me, Kenneth C. Stevens?
What kind of trophy?
it's just a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift?
Yeah.
I'd go with Ken Stevens.
Ken Stevens.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if we had this gift made for you, would you feel good or bad if we put the CBS eye on it?
The CBS eye?
You know, the company logo.
It really would be the infinity mark would be the company logo, actually. In my mind.
Yeah, because that's your company, right?
But we do have the big CBS eye right out front of the radio station, though.
And, you know, it is kind of a powerful logo, and it is the parent company and all.
If it makes the trophy better, then go with the eye. It's all the same company.
Okay. And finally, did you serve in any branch of the armed forces?
I did not. No.
You did not?
Okay. All right.
Very good. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I think you're going to be very pleased at the Christmas party.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it now.
We are having it, aren't we?
Are we having a Christmas party this year?
I believe that we are, but to tell you the truth, no one's invited me, so.
You'll be invited, you know that.
Yeah.
You have to be.
You have to be then, huh?
Yeah, because somebody has to stay late and pick up the bar tab.
Well, you got to stay to get your gift.
Oh.
We're all chipping in on a big gift for you.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
Okay, a big trophy.
What did I get last year? Did you chip in for
I don't think we got you a gift last year.
We're going to make up for that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Marvelous.
So, Chisel in 1951. That's fantastic.
Ken Stevens, R.I.P.
Right, with the CBSI.
1951 to... And then four question marks in a row.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey, did you get all that information?
Ken Stevens, 51, with a CBS logo.
Yeah, right. And 1951. You know,
right.
don't make the tragic error of putting 1851 on it.
We haven't done that before, but there's always a first time.
You would think it would junk it up too much if he wrote, he is now enjoying the tranquil sleep of death.
I heard that the other day.
Yeah. Do you think it would junk it up if we put, like in quotation marks, Ken is now enjoying the tranquil sleep of the dead.
Yeah, let me tell you why. Because I think, you know, it's like when I wanted to put the picture on, I think it's just too much clutter.
Okay, I'm with you.
And if it's just simple memento, it would always be that subtle laugh that, you know, he'd always look at that and just shake his head. You know what I mean?
His trophy.
Yeah, absolutely, his trophy.
I'm going down to do a layout on the computer. Let me have a fax number.
Okay, hold on a second.
Right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's good. Well, we'll have the trophy ready for Ken. Hopefully by the Christmas party, if he decides to have a Christmas party.
Oh, good.
Toe tapping touchstones right there. It's time for Secret Sound. Secret Sound number 7 has maxed out. It's worth at least $1,000. I'm going to give you a second clue.
Ooh.
Okay? Last hour gave you this clue. Think home electronics.
What are you doing?
I'm doodling Ken's gift.
Yeah, it'll look great, won't it?
Yeah. You like that idea? Up on top, then the eye, then below?
Yeah, that's okay. Exactly how I saw it in my mind's eye also.
I just love it. I'm already looking forward to the Christmas.
Real gothic lettering, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, as fancy, don't you think, as fancy lettering as we can get?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Gothic. Yeah, I don't think Adam's family.
Like a calligraphy.
That's right.
With the big edges and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Listen, the first clue we gave you for the secret sound, it was Think Home Electronics. I'll give you a second clue right now. Although it is a very common sound, you probably only hear it every 6 months. Okay, there's your two clues.
All right.
How much easier can we make this for you?
Wow.
Think Home Electronics. And although it's a common sound, you probably only hear it every 6 months. Okay, good luck.
Very good.
We'll play for at least $1,000 if you're the 100th caller right now. Call the Rockhead at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the dawn in...
I'm drawing time. Oh, yes. If you live in Hagerstown, Maryland, get the hell out of there. You're listening to the show on Hot Talk, Great Sports, WARK.
Let's go, girls.
They'll make you want to hump the floor. Don and Mike.
Hagerstown, Maryland, WARK. Run the show every day. Run the whole show.
Yeah.
Nothing but the show. Like that. Yeah, good for them. Hey, everybody, make sure you watch the CBS channel tonight.
Yes, we are on. It is the long-awaited appearance of us on King of Queens. So exciting.
We'll be in two separate scenes tonight, both of them set in a bar. In the first scene, Mike and I will be sitting behind Kevin James and Larry Romano.
Right.
I'm wearing a Jets jersey. Mike is wearing a golf jacket.
Mm-hmm.
In the second scene, Mike is sitting in a booth. I walk across the floor, sit down with him. We have an animated conversation. And I've been told that my bald spot, which was very pronounced when I had hair,
yes,
is featured in that shot.
Excellent. Uh-huh. That should be very, very exciting. I am really looking forward to tonight.
Both Kevin James and Leah Remedy will be calling us in uno momento.
Boy, am I psyched, and we really want everybody to watch this tonight.
To hype up the show, so please make sure that you watch it. That's tonight on your local CBS station.
Yeah.
Robbie, what are you doing? Oh, I see. He's cleaning, he's straightening.
I heard a commercial for CBS, and they were promoting Becker.
Pecker. Peckerhead.
Very, very disappointing. It's like, I was thinking, you know, of course I can't do it. And then, it has to be in order.
The episode got lots of plugs yesterday during the football games on TV.
I didn't see any of them.
I saw it a million times at the stadium.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see us.
Yeah.
But I saw the ad for King of Queens on during the games yesterday.
Tonight on CBS.
Join Don and Mike. I don't think that's happening.
No way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is John.
Johnny, buddy, where are you from?
McLean, Virginia.
John, caller 100.
I cannot believe I got through.
You're listening on WJFK. And, oh, listen, here's a good gift. You want a $50 gift certificate to CDNow.com.
Excellent.
Go to the online music store, CDNow.com, to find all the music you're looking for.
Well, I certainly will.
Are you ready to play Secret Sound number 7?
Well, I certainly hope so, after having gotten through. And I thought it was one thing, and then your first clue made me think something else, and now the next clue got me all confused. So.
All right, now the first clue, and these are not joke clues, these are real clues.
I understand that.
First clue is Think Home Electronics.
Yeah.
And the second clue is, although it's a very common sound, you only hear it every 6 months.
That's what's got me confused.
Okay. I think you'll play for $1,000.
Oh, very good. Good call.
No, I feel gambling with Ken's money when we're giving out real clues.
That's right. That's true.
I don't blame you.
$1,000 still.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Buys an awful lot of tomato juice. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Play you the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. Good luck.
Okay.
For $1,000.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Common everyday sound.
Right.
Think Home Electronics. Although it's a very common sound, you probably only hear it every 6 months. Well, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Uh-huh.
For $1,000, what is secret sound number 7?
I'm going to say it's I don't think it's right, but it's the only thing I can think of is flipping the switch that goes between, on your thermostat, between air conditioning and heating.
No, but
oh,
a hell of a guess.
Weird guess.
Oh, well.
Good guess. That would be an excellent sound for us to do one day. Mm-hmm. That's like an impossible
sound. Yeah, well, it'll probably be the next one. That's been the way I've done them all along. I discovered what they were, and then that was the next sound.
All right, I like that. That's somebody who had their thinking cap on. Mm-hmm. Good guess.
All right.
Certainly better than shuffling a deck of cards.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, and it's great to talk to you. You guys save my life every afternoon when I'm starting to fall asleep behind the wheel, and you come on.
Oh, that's wow. That's very nice. But if you get really tired, go ahead. You know, take a nap.
If you really want to sleep, turn on MAL.
Yeah, really. Actually, I don't want to sleep.
I'll tell you, turn on that station. You go right across the center line.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on. Well, every guest is a clue for you.
It certainly is, and that was a fine guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, as long as the lines are hopping, we have to set something up for Wednesday's episode.
Very good.
Because we won't be here tomorrow.
Happy fucking Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We are, in fact, doing the Frozen Turkey Bowl on Wednesday.
Excellent.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Now, we decided
like Monday
or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
We decided that doing it from an ice rink,
yes,
well, that would be the optimum.
Mm-hmm.
We had problem getting satellite time and phone line.
Okay.
The bowling alleys that contacted us, they all really wanted to do it.
Right.
But they were all flipped out about the frozen turkeys.
And how they'd screw up their lanes.
Being wet. And the fact that as the turkeys defrosted,
they'd mess up the
it would warp,
yeah,
the bowling lane.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty delicate stuff there.
So, in the hallway, right here to my right and to your left.
Right.
Big, long passageway where we've done many events, including the marshmallow races.
Kind of the width of a bowling lane, and, yeah, you know, it'd have nice bumpers.
We're going to lay down some plywood. We're going to lay down tarp on top of that.
Right.
We have the bowling pins. We have the pin setter. His name is Mike Rockhead.
Yeah, you better work quick.
And we have plenty of frozen turkeys for people to bowl with on Wednesday's episode.
Very cool. Exciting.
We need four contestants.
Four contestants for the turkey bowling.
Two men, two women, to play a five-frame bowling match on Friday.
Okay.
Or Wednesday. I'm sorry, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Now listen, the grand prize is a 3-day, 2-night trip to Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
Including round trip air, hotel, and tickets to a taping of The Man Show.
Oh, that's a great show.
Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla host The Man Show Wednesdays at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific. The Man Show.
You get to watch that guy chug beer.
It's only on Comedy Central.
It's a funny show.
So if you would like to participate in the Frozen Turkey Bowl.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy f-ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Now is the time to call.
All right.
And for all of you people who say, oh, I would love to play your games, but people have to shave themselves, they have to eat dog poop, or they have to take their clothes off.
This is a simple game of skill.
Right. You'll get five frames.
Five frames. That means five chances to roll.
Five rolls. As you slide the frozen turkey down the hallway.
Right.
And we'll figure out whatever the goddamn regulation is, however far
we'll
it is.
Yeah, we'll also figure out how to make it a test, you know. But I think that, you know, I think the fact that you have wall on one side and radiator on the other side isn't going to matter if we set up, you know, a narrow knife. If there's a chance of missing, I think that's very exciting.
And
right?
That's how we're going to do it. We're going to clump the pins together. The pins will not be laid out as long-wise as they are in a real bowling alley.
Yeah, we'll probably have to cut down on the pins to make it a little more of a game of skill.
I don't know exactly how that's... I've left all of that in the capable hands of Chuck Loring Broyhill.
Chuck Loring Broyhill, believe me, if you ask him for an athletic competition to be made more difficult,
he'll do it.
He'll succeed.
He'll come up with the stuff. So if you're up for this, we'll take two guys and we'll take two girls.
Excellent.
You got to call us right now on the toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. You must be willing to come down here Wednesday, and
right,
you got to be willing to come down here early in the show on Wednesday.
Hear, hear.
Because Wednesday's show is jam-packed with all kinds of Thanksgiving stuff, but we want to make sure we get this in. Okay?
Good. Very good. I'm excited about this.
So call now, and while you're doing that, we'll do this, and then we'll be right back. Fix that telephone, okay?
No need to do that. The engineers are in Aruba.
Because I think it gives the show a unique ambiance to only be able to take telephone calls in one channel.
And I'm sure it doesn't annoy you too much to press the button for the phone and then have to, like, pound on that little button on the controller.
Not at all, Mike.
Not at all.
Just another part of my job.
So Johnny's in, right?
Yes. Oh, that guy Johnny? Yeah.
Johnny on Wednesday.
Yes.
All right.
John and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Jadine.
Who? What's your name, honey?
Jadeen.
Gunga Dean?
No, Jadeen.
Jadeen?
Yes.
Jadeen, how do you spell that?
J-A-H-D-E-N-E.
Jadeen. Jadeen.
Is that like holy war or turkey bowling?
Well, honey, where'd you get that name, Jadeen?
My dad made it up.
Made it up?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, have you ever heard anybody else named Jadeen before?
Well, I thought it might be a Middle Eastern name. That's what it sounded like. Right. Is it a name that's based on anything?
No, he just had two uncles named Jay and Dean. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Oh, but as opposed to saying Jadeen...
It's Jadeen.
You want Jadeen.
Yeah.
Jadeen?
Yes.
Jadeen, this is George Peterson.
Have Jadeen out in front of the school.
Jadeen, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from McLean, Virginia.
Can you come down here on Wednesday early in the show?
Yes, I can.
For the frozen turkey bowl?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Have you ever bowled before, Jadeen?
Yes, I have.
Oh, what is your average, Jadeen?
Oh, God. I'd say about 120.
Tell me something.
Yeah.
Do you like cradling the big, hard balls in your hand?
Yes.
You do?
Very good. Yeah. Not really relevant, but what's the celebrity you most resemble, Jadeen?
Oh, God.
I hope he's not a professional bowler.
So you like the feel of the big, hard, cold balls in your hand?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You like putting your fingers in the holes? Hey, oh, I'm sorry. Who was the celebrity you most resemble? Chris Schenkel?
There's the bowling commentator, right? That's the only bowling name I could possibly think of.
You know, I have absolutely no clue.
All right. Then I'm going to have to write you down as the old lady in the movie Kingpin. The old lady in the movie Kingpin.
The lady that's his landlord.
Yeah.
The landlord from Kingpin.
Okay. Didn't somebody tell us that she was the same lady who was the old lady and there's something about
that
Mary?
They're right. the same Farrelly brothers.
Right,
too.
Beautiful. Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jane.
Jane, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
Jane, would you like to play in the frozen turkey bowl on Wednesday?
I would love to. I gave it some thought, and it's either pick my in-laws up from the airport for Thanksgiving or turkey bowl.
So. Oh, you chose the right course of action.
Yeah. I sure did.
Beautiful, correct.
Incidentally, I'd like to say hi to my mom. She may or may not be listening right now, but picked her up at the airport today. She's in for 7 days. Want to say hi to mom.
Fun-filled days.
And I thought I was the lucky one.
Yeah, nice to have her in for 7 days.
Wonderful.
7 days of a 40-year-old man feeling 16 again.
How long is your mom in town for?
7 days.
Oh, me?
7 long days.
Mm. 7 days.
She goes back next Monday.
Maybe I'll call her tonight.
Well, she'd love to hear from you.
Call her from my hospital bed.
I'll have her drop by. You're just in overnight, right? You won't be requiring any of those pesky hospital visits we had to do with Buzz.
No.
Jesus, was that a pain in the ass.
I should be back at home by lunchtime tomorrow.
Go to the store, buy the dirty magazine,
right.
Go see Buzz. Jeez.
Thank you. Buzz was so high maintenance in the hospital. No,
it certainly was.
No, not a thing, Mike.
Very good. Okay.
Listen, you're in. It doesn't really matter, but who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
You know, I knew you were going to ask that, and I just don't have a clue.
Why doesn't anyone play in this game anymore?
You know, this is not even a game where girls have to take their clothes off.
Right.
I know, that's why I'm calling now, because I'm a big chicken.
You know, what is really a tactic that's good is undersell. You know, pick a celebrity who you're better looking than. Oh, now I've really set you up. I've really put you on the spot now, haven't I?
Oh, gee. I heard Brooke Shields years ago.
Okay,
all right, Brooke Shields.
Okay, thank you. Hold on a second.
Sure.
We'll see you Wednesday.
All right, see you.
If we get one more contestant, that's all. Then we just got four, so we need one more guy, right? Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I like to call for the turkey bowl.
Yeah, I like to die.
You'd like to call or you'd like to get through?
Like to get through.
Okay, can you roll up your window or turn off your engine or something?
Hold on a second. Can you give me 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get 2 people. I'll pull up the side of the road.
You'll be right back.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, I got nothing to do. I'm just filling time until Mike and I make our debut on network TV tonight.
Very excited about that. Still very depressed that Jadeen did not come up with a celebrity lookalike.
Okay.
Really, how tough is this exercise?
Okay.
Now, are you in a car or do you just land an ultralight?
Right. He just said the S word.
Yes, no, didn't.
Yes, you did. I just had to delete you out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, now it's nice and clear. So glad we can hear him so clearly now.
I'm going to take somebody else.
You guys just an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're Don and Mike.
Yes.
I'd like to get down on that turkey bowl.
Okay, you're the last person.
Yeah.
All right.
You just log down. What's your name?
Yo, my name's Derek.
Derek, where are you from?
I was from Springfield.
All Derek, right, Derek.
Can you be here early on Wednesday?
Early as you want.
You're beautiful. You're in. Thank you, Derek.
All right.
Hold on a second.
You know how easy that was.
Okay. There's our four contestants for the Frozen Turkey Bowl on Wednesday.
Johnny, Jadim, Jane, and Derek. It's got a very rhythmic, sound to it.
There they are. They will be bowling with frozen turkeys, and you will hear it all live on Thursday's episode. Now, or Wednesday's episode. Wednesday's episode.
All right.
While all of that was going on, I was handed a fax from the good people at Columbia Gardens Memorials.
I like it already.
Monuments and markers designed to your specifications in Arlington, Virginia.
Fantastic.
Dear Don and Mike, let me see. I know I'm subjecting myself to ridicule, but I'm dying to do your stone. Black granite, sandblasted logo and names. Our family is in its 10th generation in Virginia. Thanks for the plug.
That's good.
And this comes from Bob Thomas.
Okay.
Bob has also worked up a couple of models for us.
Very good.
Tell me what you like best.
Okay. Okay. Now,
there's number one.
I'm laughing already.
Which is a standard headstone.
You know, and it does have a very authentic look to it.
It has the curved. Oh, no, look at the guy from the letterhead. This guy's absolutely on the
that
level.
That is fantastic. As no, I know
can,
he is.
As you can see, the tombstone has a slightly curved top. On the top of it, it has the CBSI.
Which is a better place for, I
than
think
in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it says Ken Stevens, 1951 to 4, question mark.
Very nice lettering,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
You might like this one better.
Okay.
Our second choice, same tombstone.
Yeah.
Same eye placement.
Right.
CBSI.
Yeah.
Except it says Ken Stevens, born 1951, died blank.
That is a good one, too.
I mean, as I look at both of these,
yeah.
I like the one that says born and died on it better than I do the one that has 1951 to dot, 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 dot.
Yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard to decide. They're both great.
And then there's a third.
There is.
If we wanted to be religious,
okay,
the guy has worked up a model that actually has the cross behind the CBSI.
That is the winner.
Now, is that the one you like?
That is the winner right there. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, is that the one everybody likes?
Absolutely. The logo with the cross.
That's great.
All right, well, then how about this?
Okay.
How about, we compromise here. We get the logo with the cross.
Yeah.
Right.
And it says Ken Stevens.
Right.
Then we do the born 1951.
Bingo, perfect. Yeah.
And died. Just
love
leave it blank.
I love it.
And don't forget to ask for the Gothic lettering. See if he can do that.
Right. Got
to
be very Gothic.
Gothic lettering. That's fantastic.
Okay. Beautiful.
I love it. Well, I truly do.
Let me call this guy.
All right. He's getting. Now, this guy's prepared. Good job and fast.
Well, you know something? I think you want somebody who works fast in this situation.
Sure. You need that in this business.
You know, absolutely.
Call him and tell him that we've made our decision. Model number three. With a slight altercation.
Not altercation, alteration.
Alteration.
Oh, right.
You don't want to fight the guy.
But altercation is a fight.
We've had enough of those today.
It happens every day.
Those are beautiful stones.
I say, nice.
I'm rethinking my plans.
To be scattered over
Fenway Park, of course.
I want to be made into a burger, and then I want Leah Remini to eat me. That's how I want to go.
Yeah, but if that happens, you know what you'll end up at.
Columbia Garden Cemetery and
I don't mind.
Gardens Memorials. Our office.
I told you.
Before Monday.
I'd be the corn in her poop.
You want corn in that burger?
If you would like to leave a message, please.
All right. Well, the guy must have left already. Well, we'll get back to him and tell him our choice for Ken's Christmas present, the tombstone we're buying.
Yeah. What are you eating, Leah?
Don and corn burger.
We like number three.
Yeah.
That has the cross
right
at the top of it, and over on top of the cross,
right,
it's the CBSI.
Right.
Then it says Ken Stevens, and we'll put born, colon, 1951.
And that's just so subtle.
Right.
Died.
Died. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Happy holidays.
And hey, you know, if he's so inclined, he can use it. And tell him not to make it too, like, turbo-heavy, you know, because right. we want to be able to transport this thing easily. And I believe these things are, in some cases, used by, like, construction equipment to land.
Yeah, it's got
to
be something right. like four guys can just carry yeah. into the restaurant when we're having a Christmas party.
Absolutely. Put it on the buffet table.
And it has to be light enough that eventually we'll be able to carry it here to the radio station.
Right.
To display it. Oh, wouldn't it be great to display in the lobby? Right in the lobby, Penn's tombstone.
That would be fantastic. You know, at the party, we put it right next to the shrimp.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hello.
Give everybody the opportunity to pee on it.
Yeah. Keep it in the men's room.
Hello,
John
you're on,
and Mike.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, fine.
Okay, look, I got important information. I'm glad I got to you before Leah gets on.
Why?
Because your girlfriend, I just got one quick glimpse of football this weekend. I think your girlfriend's doing these commercials for, like, some .com company.
Oh, Leah Remini, she called us the day that she was shooting those commercials.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't see it. I wasn't even sure if it was her, but it was she's doing, like, some telekinetics or something on the commercial. I didn't even catch the name. I didn't even catch the URL.
No, what's the point?
Oh, because I wasn't sure if you knew. And I had to make sure that you guys were prepared to check her out.
Come on, listen.
It.
Whose girlfriend is she? She's our girlfriend.
Right, of course.
Okay, goodbye.
Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
And you know he had that, like, accusatory tone. And then, hey, I got some information for you. Now, what he was doing was simply imparting some information he wanted us to have.
Right.
But he made it sound like it was a McCarthy hearing, you know. Hey, you're a girlfriend there. She's, you know, and you're waiting for, you know, she's been arrested.
No, it's,
she's doing a commercial.
Please, come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Don't give me that.
7-minute abs.
Give me a news bulletin about her, please.
She'd be good on the 7-minute abs commercial. Well, I was doing. He sounded like that guy that was in Something About Mary.
I know who you were doing.
7-minute abs.
Hello, John and Mike show.
I like that guy.
Hey.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Who were we goofing on the other night when we said he looked like that guy that pretended to be crippled and there's Something About Mary?
Oh, yeah,
remember
yeah.
when we left the station?
Hello, Mary. I forgot. I'm trying to
Mike and I were leaving the station, and there's this guy who was absolutely a dead ringer for the guy.
Oh, it's the pizza delivery guy.
Oh, right.
Because
right.
he was because that's what the guy's job was.
That was his real job.
Righto. Cheerio, Mary.
I brought you this bottle of scotch.
And he's like... That is the greatest movie. It still is funny. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm a first-time caller, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Hey, wow. Brilliant comedy there.
Jesus.
Pat yourself on the back for that one, sir.
You know, I am desperately trying to feed my family through this gig. Give me that phone number. I got to call that asshole back. I mean, we're doing a live show here, for goodness sake.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I understand. And I think you've been very, very, you're restrained in your use of that word. And I think you only use it when it's appropriate.
Right. Right. Well, he was an asshole. On my French. You got it, Robbie?
You need to roll back to the area code. I'll have it for you 1 second.
Bob's okay. Very good at the sleuthing.
All right, now Rob has to go back and listen to the tape.
Right.
To hear what the guy's area code is. I just want to call him and tell him he's a moron.
You tell him this is George Peterson.
The ender.
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck today. Very upset. You thought it was funny saying I'm a first-time caller and I'll hang up and listen. That was your idea of comedy? Who do you think you are?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is the Monument Guy.
Who's this?
Bob Thomas.
The guy that... Bob!
Oh, hey. Bob, I was just trying to call you, Bob.
I know. I ran back to the office when I heard.
Hi, listen. Okay, what we liked was we liked the third one that you... The third design...
Okay.
...that has... The cross with the CBS logo superimposed the top of it.
That's okay. Pretty darn creative there, Bob.
Not bad for just a couple minutes.
Yeah, pretty damn good.
And then what we would like is the logo, the writing that says Ken Stevens born as a colon 1951 died colon and just leave that blank.
Okay.
And can you make it like lightweight enough so that it could be, you know, I know your full size ones are pretty. How much your full size stones usually? How much do they run in weight?
Oh gosh, a couple tons. 2,000 pounds, 2,200 pounds.
So can we make this one lighter than that?
We can. Right. As a matter of fact, I was just checking my stock.
And could the lettering please
Gothic.
Be...
Gothic.
Gothic, think monsters, Adams Family.
Scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
The scarier the better.
Is it E-V-E-N-S?
S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
There we go. We want to get that right.
Mm-hmm. And what's our turnaround on this? Can we get this as quickly as if Ken had actually died today?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Bob, you are a can-do kind of guy.
So do you think we could look for this tombstone by the beginning of next week?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. You're the greatest.
Wow. Beautiful.
I'll bring it out to Fairfax.
Columbia Gardens Memorials, Arlington, Virginia. If you're planning on dying, I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely. Go right to them. If you want a stone and you want to be, you know, underground, you want to be beetle food.
They're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, hold on there, Bob.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
That's terrific.
Well, there's some good news.
Oh, I can't wait to see you.
Me either.
And then do we save it for the Christmas party?
No, there's no way we can save it.
No, we got to give it
to him. We can't just give it to him on Monday.
Absolutely.
That's an early Christmas present. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it's my birthday today. And I've been really, really bad this year.
Oh, okay. Can you hold on? I got to call this guy back, though, who is just being an idiot. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Shouldn't take long. No, just pass along. You know, hang in there. Pay the piper for your comedy attempt. Of course, his whole premise was to hang up, so...
Hey, Don Mark, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'll hang up and listen.
Then he hangs up. Big ass-eating grin on his face. He thinks he's funny.
That's right.
But we certainly don't.
And share it with the rest of the class.
We're petty enough.
Well, he's not going to pick up the phone. That's his game.
Well, my game is to let it ring.
He actually waited on the line to deliver that piece of comedy. Well, I'd recorded it also.
Well, I'll just keep calling it during the show.
Okay.
I mean, I swear to God I will.
Why not? I won't be ignored, Dan.
I'll call him from the hospital tonight.
Be something to do, especially like if you know, you have a little pain problem in the middle of the night.
If I start getting zoned out on something, I'll call him. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, my IV's acting up. What the hell are you doing calling our show? And where is area code 318? Anybody know? Where is that?
Lafayette.
Oh, Louisiana.
Oh, well, for God's sake, he's probably out croc hunting.
All right. I'm trying back in a minute.
He's out there getting gators for dinner. We're having snake again. Bayou snake.
Friggin' idiot. I love that movie Waterboy, though.
Yeah, well, that was Bobby Boucher who just called us.
And listen, why do you look at me like this?
It's just, I mean, I've never made it. I was thinking when you were talking that I've never made it to the end of the Waterboy.
Glenn Swan interviews him. He's up on all of his teammates' shoulders, and he says, Bobby, how do you feel? You just won the Bourbon Bowl. And he says, I love mama. And then they put up real big on the scoreboard, he loves his mama.
And that's Kathy Bates.
Yeah, it cracked my ass up every time I see it. That is the absolute dumbest movie, but
yeah,
I love it.
When you talk like that about that film, I just try to put in the back of my mind how troubling I find that. I just try to put that in the back.
Love the Water Boy.
And maybe I should, maybe I should try to watch it in its entirety, but I haven't succeeded yet.
Did you like Dogma? You saw that this weekend.
I love Dogma. Yeah. You're right on about that. It's one of the most intelligent, thought-provoking movies.
Isn't that a great movie?
Oh, man, incredible. However, I believe I was more affected by one individual than you were, a guy that I cannot stand.
Who's that?
Ben Affleck. I hate Ben Affleck.
Well, I think I told you I hate Ben Affleck. I thought Matt Damon is excellent in Dogma.
Matt Damon is, in my opinion, I get the same way almost about Matt Damon as I do with Ben Affleck. And it's just
you don't like Matt Damon either?
I don't like either one of those guys. And they're slicky boys, you know what I mean? They're just too slick, but the movie itself is fantastic. I like...
Hey, how about God?
Oh, God is...
Pretty
good
choice is God,
Alanis Morissette, right?
No, you don't give it away.
Oh, you want to hit the delay so I don't blow it away?
No, I don't care.
All right.
I don't care. But I went a week without saying who God was.
Oh, that's right.
Movie.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
But
no, good choice, though.
I did blow that. Yeah, I blew it for anybody going to see it. I'm sorry.
Good choice when Alanis comes out as God.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was
good. It's a great movie, and it's just well... It's well done, too. It's pretty gory, too.
It's freaking funny, isn't it?
It is Chris Rock, Craig Spiel.
The biggest surprise to me was the S monster.
Oh, yeah, that was true. That's right. I remember that part, too.
Wasn't expecting that.
Really?
Really.
Hello?
Why did you pause like that?
Well, I don't know. Who goes into a movie expecting a monster to be made out of feces?
Exactly.
I mean, it just seemed like a weird statement. The S monster, I wasn't expecting that.
Especially in a movie about religion, I think, maybe is why
and
I was especially surprised.
You know, because I blew it right there, but my feeling is the movie's been out, 2 weeks now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tough. There you go. All right, should have gone to see it early on.
Oh, it's going to be out of theater shortly anyway.
Yeah, it is.
It got killed this weekend by James Bond and by Pokemon.
Like the first guy he offs. That's funny. That makes me laugh. I like they all get off, yeah. All right, I'm giving everything away. I gotta shut up. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're great, thank you.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I love you guys, first off.
Oh, love you.
Thank you.
And I was down in D.C. last Thanksgiving, and I walked the mall, and I trust your guys' opinion, and my father was asking me what to see, what I want to see when I was out there, so I was wondering what's a good thing to go see, because I'm going out again for Thanksgiving this year.
Go see the museum.
And my recommendation would be go to the Crystal City, what's the name of that place?
Restaurant.
The Crystal City Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's another good one for you. Archibald's.
Good Guys.
Camelot.
Joanna's. I'm out.
Nexus.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
That's the, Oh, go to Nexus first.
That's what I would recommend.
Okay.
Any of those places, your dad would love it.
Great entertainment.
My dad would, but would I?
Great entertainment, great food.
Yeah.
Crystal City Restaurant, you get a great, great piece of nice piece of meat.
Okay. Thanks much.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Glad we could help you.
So what it'll be is a quick trip through the fabulous museum, followed by some of Washington's finest gentlemen's clubs.
Great topless clubs. Hello?
Bottomless, Don. Some of them are bottomless.
Right. Some of them total nude.
Yeah, of course, the Crystal City Restaurant is in Virginia. That's not bottomless.
They, you know, they got the Nazi ABC guys there.
Absolutely. So many rules.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I'm down here in Ocean City.
Yes?
I'm going to see the show tonight.
Yes.
Can I say what I'm going to be?
Yes.
Okay, the butt cheese, cocky, dog.
Did you say the butt cheese?
No, butt cheese. B-U-X-Y-S.
You have to get those teeth fixed. You said butt cheese.
No, butt cheese.
Bugsies?
Yes.
Buttsies. Is it B-U-G-S-Y apostrophe S?
No, it's B-U-X-E. Fucking xylophone.
Buxies.
Buxies.
Buxies?
Yeah. Cocky dog saloon.
Is he?
Buxies, salty dog saloon?
Yeah.
You know, that's hard for a person with an entire tongue to say. My plus a guy with half a tongue.
Remember, Donald, I have half a tongue.
I know.
You know, if someone wanted to give me the other half of a tongue, I would appreciate it.
Well, is there an operation for that?
Not that I know of.
Right, what if they, like, put some latex in there, like, or something in there?
Could they just take some skin from, like take some skin from his belly and hook it up like that?
Ah.
I mean, has anybody ever talked to you about that?
No, Mike. But, you know, the next time I see a doctor, I'll bring that up to him.
No, Mike.
Like, what?
When they do penis operations and stuff, don't they take skin, like, from other areas of your body?
Right.
And if they're going to make a guy's penis bigger? Why couldn't they do that with a guy's tongue?
Hey, Don, that's a great idea. But nobody has brought that up to me.
Okay, I don't see. I mean, really, if you got, like, a little silly putty and a paperclip.
Oh, listen, you are in Ocean City to promote our appearance on King of Queens tonight, right?
And I'm going to be there doing a play-by-play to the audience.
Oh, great. They'll enjoy our performance so much more with you doing the play-by-play.
So what you're going to do is basically talk through the entire episode.
Well, I'm going to do golf talk. Okay, now, here's Don and Mike on the, in the background.
Golf talk, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, Dennis, because, you know, I know you're a fine entertainer, but I was thinking, what about just maybe saying, all right, it's coming on now, and then maybe talking afterwards?
Okay, I can do that because I want the people to watch the show instead of hearing my damn voice.
Right, me too. All right, well, enjoy your personal appearance tonight, Dennis.
Is it gone?
Yes,
Mike?
Yes.
You know, I'm dressed up as Austin Powers on a website.
What is the website?
Huh?
What is the website? We got to look at it.
Absolutely.
PartyMart.com. PartyMart.com.
I used to understand him. I don't know what's going on.
PartyMart.com. .com.
Yeah. It has a Dennis Murphy story page.
All right. We'll look for it. Thank you, Dennis.
And you can buy Arkansas T-shirt and CD.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Don?
What?
Good luck with your hand.
Right.
You're welcome, Donnie Jr.
Right, you said that already. Bye.
Bye.
All right, hang up.
Okay.
Hang up. Hang up.
Okay. Hey, you can see the sweet on them.
Hang
up. Unbelievable.
You're in a really nice suite. What place are you at, Dennis? Tell the world.
Okay.
You're not going to say it.
What the hell? The Coconut Mallory.
They put you up at the Coconut friggin' Mallory? Oh, that sucks.
This is unbelievable, man. I have a fan blowing on me.
He has a fan. He is impressed because he has a ceiling fan.
Yeah, I know.
He's impressed with a cot.
Crazy. Should have put you at the Barefoot Mailman, Dennis. I don't know what you're doing at the goddamn Coconut Mallory.
Actually, I'm sitting on the couch. You know, I have a living room, I have a bathroom, and I have my own living quarters and my own bed.
And you have a balcony, right?
And I have a balcony, too.
And you got, like, a little refrigerator. I've stayed at that hotel.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Great hotel.
It's the best hotel in Ocean City. There's no doubt about it. I can't believe they put you up there.
I know. W-E-K-K, thank you.
Poor old W-E-T-T. They won't be able to clean the puke up off the floor.
Come on, Mike.
I'm just kidding,
hey,
Dennis.
Make sure you buy some porno tonight, Dennis.
Oh, hey, you know what? I'll do that. And hopefully I'll get lucky.
Hey,
there he goes.
In his mind, that's a great finish.
Always leave him wanting more.
Right.
Thank you. Up, we got this girl who needs to be spanked. Hello.
Hi. It's my birthday, and I've been really bad this year.
Yes, and I'm sorry to make you wait. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35. What is your first name?
Susan.
Susan, where are you from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Susan, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I think Nancy Travis.
Nancy Travis.
She's on TV on a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
I was watching.
Oh, is that the girl that was Kevin Pollak's wife for that
right.
show that was on for about one day?
Yeah,
that's her.
For like 1 week.
Oh, okay. Nancy Travis. Very good. Very attractive woman.
Okay, would you be a good girl and pull down your pants, please?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm pulling them down.
All the Nancys on TV are pretty. Nancy McKeon.
Oh.
Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker, just going to say that.
Nancy Culp.
Do you have your pants down?
Oh, yeah, and it's cold.
That was Miss Jane?
Right, Jane Hathaway.
The Beverly Hillbillies. Can you pull down your underpants, please?
Okay, I'm pulling them down. Oh, it's really cold in here, though.
Oh, really? Those little goose pimples that I see on your buttocks?
Well, it is kind of cold in here.
All right, I'm going to be using a frying pan on you.
Can you heat
honey.
Me up a little?
Yes.
Heat me up.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try very hard not to pull an OJ on you because you sound like a very nice lady.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to hit your buttocks with this frying pan.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. One.
Oh.
Two.
Oh.
Three.
Oh, that's...
Four.
Oh.
Respect the Teflon, baby.
Oh, that one
and I believe it's time to get the Smithfield hams out of the smoking shed.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
18.
Oh.
19.
Oh.
20.
Oh.
21.
Oh.
22.
Oh.
23.
Oh,
24.
Oh.
25.
Oh.
26.
Oh.
27.
Yes.
28.
Yes.
29.
Oh.
30.
Oh.
31.
Oh.
32.
Oh.
On behalf.
33.
Oh.
34.
Oh.
On behalf of the...
35.
Oh, boy, they're smoking.
On behalf of the steel workers of America, I am disappointed in you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
I take a frying pan to your ass, and I get nothing. Mike pulls out his finely manicured hands.
Dub-like, aren't they?
And boom!
Man,
there you go. We need a mop to clean up after you next.
Hey, I'm ready to pull in the cruise ship. These hands. Absolutely.
Happy birthday to
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I am a longshoreman today. I'm sorry I'm standing up, but I thought we were going to get that website up.
Listen,
there.
When Rob's looking for it.
Rob, I was looking at your mouth was truly agape when you were
yeah,
there.
I'm terrible with computers.
Rob is stuck on Yahoo. Well, Rob doesn't
why,
even...
Go up to the top and just put www.partymart.com.
I've already done it. It hasn't gone through yet.
What does it say?
www.partymart.com, and it's got to...
I tell you, Rob's the worst on the computer.
I am.
Don't ever expect him to pull anything.
You gotta put a dot between the www.
Buzz,
I give it a try.
Buzz is gonna pull it up on his computer.
Is it there?
The dot is there, yeah.
I guarantee Buzz will pull it up in 5 seconds. Meanwhile, this Yahoo, who called us up about 20 minutes ago.
You haven't forgotten him.
No, he's not answering his telephone.
Bastard.
Son of a bitch. I won't forget you. I promise that.
You know, when they quote us about this, they can say we called him every name in the book.
I wish we could call him every name in the book.
Well, we can use the letters.
Bad bastard.
Ah, there's the sign. The page cannot be displayed.
At MF bastard.
Shocker, Dennis Murphy's website can't come up.
Billy? How did he get... Click the refresh button, Billy.
How did he get hooked up with that? Now he's with a website. He is Johnny Entrepreneur.
He is. Oh, time out. We have to do a break. Were you able to pull it up there, Buzzy?
No, it keeps bouncing back.
All right, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the website's not up there.
Of course, it's the Murphy factor.
Typical Dennis Murphy. Ah, it's money time.
All right.
Secret sound time. Secret sound number 7 is worth $1,000 American dollars.
A tidy sum, Mr. Bigglesworth.
And maybe more. Now listen, here's your clues. Clue number 1, think home electronics. Clue number 2, although it's a very common sound, you probably only hear it every 6 months. Those are real clues. If you think you know the secret sound, be the 100th person to call the Rockhead right now, and good luck. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No, not 6. I said 7.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about Gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. So step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
Dedicating 96% of their show to the proud 4%, Don and Mike.
All right, we got to make this fast because the stars of King of Queens, Kevin James and Leah Remini, are coming on in a second to talk about our appearance on that show tonight, which airs 8 o'clock on the East and on the West Coast, and in the middle at 7 o'clock.
All right.
We'll be on tonight. Remember the mantra. Watch King of Queens. F. Regis.
Right.
Got to get a big rating tonight.
Very excited about that.
Big cameo.
And on at 7 in Sacramento.
And please, don't let the fact that I will be in the hospital tonight and having surgery tomorrow influence your viewing.
All I want to say is there's going to be an individual that's going to be lying in a hospital bed tonight. And you could make that individual feel pretty damn good if you took 22 minutes out of your evening and watched King of Queens tonight. Don't do it because you've watched the show before. Don't do it for any other reason than just to make that individual who's in the hospital feel better.
Now, sure, tomorrow morning at 5:45, when they operate this delicate surgery on my left hand in 3 different places, most likely everything will go according to schedule.
That's true.
But you never know. It
could be very scary.
I would hate to go out of this world.
Right.
As a ratings loser.
I know. We got
to love
really
to go out on top.
Now, we don't expect to beat Regis tonight, but we sure expect to give him the best run for his money the King of Queens has done yet.
Because you know tomorrow, and I mean this, when I come out of this surgery tomorrow, and I'm in the recovery room.
Right.
Even if I'm woozy.
You're going to call that number, aren't
you? First thing I'm going to do is call that ratings number.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to find out what the number was on King of Queens last night.
Even if you're hearing all letters instead of numbers.
That's right.
Right.
Please, watch King of Queens tonight at 8 o'clock.
Right. Consider it a personal favor for us.
We're going to be on in 2 separate scenes.
That's right.
You can't miss us. We're fat as elephants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a Jets jersey and Mike is wearing a golf jacket.
Right.
We're eating in both scenes?
Well, we're not supposed to be because the food is treated with something to keep it, like, lasting.
Please watch The King of Queens tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. Andy, thank you.
Thank you.
Just in case anything happens to me tomorrow morning.
I know.
I'd hate for that to be on your conscience.
Right.
I'm speaking to you now, my friend,
listener. That's it.
I'd hate for that to be on your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
That I died on the operating table.
Right.
And didn't even beat Regis in the ratings.
They're just operating on your hand, right?
Just my hand, Mike, but
they're not operating on your tongue, are they?
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. What is your name?
Willie Hughes.
Who?
Willie Hughes.
Willie Hughes. Where are you from, Willie?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Willie, you have won a $50 gift certificate to CDNow.com. CDNow.com is the online music destination that offers the most comprehensive, personalized collection connection to the world of music.
Hey, sounds great.
Right.
I don't think he's faking it.
You don't think so?
Not at all.
Did you hear the two clues, Willie?
Yes, I did.
Think home electronics. And although it's a very common sound, you probably only hear it six times, or rather, every 6 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Will use.
Yes.
William?
William.
Would you like a third clue?
Yes, I would.
Think labor-saving device. Those are three, I believe, very strong clues.
Very good.
I will tell you that for months and months and months, when, well, not months, week.
Right.
In the week that we've been doing this sound, mm-hmm. for the longest time, Mike didn't know what it was.
That's right.
And then one day, Mike finally said, just tell me. Mm-hmm. And I said no. And I gave Mike the same two clues.
Right.
Mike got it on the second clue.
You got it on the second clue, and you've been given a third.
So the clues are, think home electronics. Although it's a very common sound, you probably only hear it every 6 months. Think labor-saving device. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
For $1,000. And again, think of all the tomato soup you could buy with that. Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. With three clues, we are dying to give this money away before Thanksgiving. And you get a shot now, Willie.
Yes.
Willie, that rhymes with Billy.
Willie.
For $1,000. Willie, what is the sound?
Are you changing the battery in a fire alarm or a fire detector, slug detector?
Willie, would you please repeat that?
Changing the battery in a smoke detector.
No, although I will tell you, Willie.
We're sorry.
Better guess than most we've gotten.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take that for what it's worth.
Right.
However, that's all I want to say.
That's it.
A better guess than most we've gotten. It has nothing to do with a smoke alarm, I will tell you that much.
Every guess is a clue for you.
There, you've done good, Willie.
We try.
Okay, hold on, my friend. Thank you for listening to the show on The Peak in Greenville. Sorry to do this again. We got to do commercials now so we can come back with Kevin and Leo Wright.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the John.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go there. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
Good morning.
Don and Mike?
There'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
America's favorite damn dummy, Don and Mike.
Here we are. Well, who's this, Leah? Hello.
Hi. This is Joanne.
Joanne, who are you?
I'm calling to wish Don very good luck on his hand surgery.
Well, thank you. That is very sweet of you, but you are not affiliated with Leah Remini, are you?
I wish I was. I'm a very big fan of the show, and I'm definitely going to tape it and keep...
I only wish that I could hear what the frig you were saying. Because this phone system just keeps crapping out on us.
That is really, really horrible.
It's like one channel keeps dropping off. Mm-hmm. Sucks. But thank you for the nice words.
Well, thank you, and for entertaining us. I enjoy your show a lot.
Just watch the show tonight.
Oh, I'm taping it.
Watch it tonight. Tell the Nielsen people you're watching. Because remember...
Such with them, yes, indeed.
Remember...
Keep it for posterity.
Anything can happen.
That's right. Anything can... Just out of curiosity, I'd be remiss in my duty if I didn't ask you this question. The hand you're having operated on is...
Not the one I was just beating on the console with. It.
And
the left also, hand.
And that's not the hand that...
No.
Okay, so your right hand is what's done for that? Okay, just curious.
I'll be thinking about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, baby.
Bye-bye.
I'll be thinking about you.
Very good.
I lie on the cold, cold metal operating table.
Nice, cool. Oh, you sound like Rod Spike.
That's a great twofer. First, I got my head shaved on Friday.
Cat out!
act. Can't act. And tomorrow I get my hand operated on. How can life get any better? Is that Leah or is that Kevin?
It's Leah.
It's Leah. Huh. Ah. Oh, I need to play her in.
We have to get her special intro.
I need her tape. Thank you. Got it.
Rolling.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen. Leah Remini is right over here.
Stupid telephone. Hello,
Leah.
What's the matter? The whole control board's starting to melt down.
The phone is only in one channel. I got you now. Hi, Leah.
Hi, you guys.
Hello,
hi.
Leah Remini. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. We are.
Are you excited about your big night?
Well, just 2 hours from now, we will have been on national television on your show.
Yes,
and you are going to turn into huge stars. Not that you're not stars now.
Well, we have told all of our listeners as a personal favor to us to enjoy your fantastic situation comedy this evening.
Thank you.
And we hope everybody tunes in.
Now, hold on.
Well, your fans are pretty loyal. I'm sure they will.
Let me bring into the equation...
What?
The star of The King of Queens, Mr. Kevin James.
Kevin, how are you?
More important question. How are you guys?
Well, of course, we are peeing in our pants just an hour and a half until the show goes on.
You realize this is your last night in radio.
Oh, boy. Would that would be the case.
Kevin, all we ask...
Hi,
Kevin. Hey, she's on. Look at you, babe. What's going on?
How show busy they are. Are you two in different parts of the country? Where are you?
We are not show busy. That was a genuine hello.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at? Are you both?
I'm at the office.
Where are you at, Leah?
I'm in the car.
Okay.
Well, you're in the car.
Yeah.
The show tonight, here's where we stand. You're on against the Stupid Millionaire Show.
Fine.
But frankly...
We are again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are they doing it again?
Because they're bastards, Kevin. But listen, that show, they've already shot the wad because they gave away the money already.
Exactly.
Yeah, who
That's
wants
not going to slow it down.
No, it's not. No, yes. Once they gave away the $1 million, nobody wants to watch that fossil for another half hour.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to have to freaking
wrap it. I agree, Kevin, once they give away the money, that's all anybody ever wanted to see.
Now, listen.
Now if somebody else wins $1 million, it's like big deal.
You guys average, about a 9.5. About a 13 or 14 share?
That's on the high end. That's good.
Okay. Tonight, what would you think of against the Regis show?
That's right. This is going to be our guarantee.
Well, that's what kills us.
It's going to be our guarantee to you guys. You listen to this. This is important.
I'm telling you right now. A 9.8 and a 16 share.
I got to tell you what I do then. If you get me that... What do you want?
Okay, here's...
Let's work from there and work backwards.
All right, that's good. I like that.
If the show is to pull a 9.8 and a 16 share tonight, we would like to be invited back on the show in March, or whatever time is convenient for you.
You're speaking.
And we would like to be written in as disc jockeys, Don and Mike.
You're on.
Kevin, that's your call. I have no power on the show. Go ahead, Kevin.
I'm just trying to think of the story to write that in without it looking,
without it looking jive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kevin, you're the funny man. Whatever.
That's right.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, we'll work it out. I'll do that. Man, okay. I need to. If you guys bring us those ratings, bro.
Okay. I'm confident. Listen.
Are you?
We're on 56 radio stations right now.
All right.
And I'm telling people all over. And now,
if he gets writer's block? Will we accept just any kind of speaking part?
Oh, he can come up with something for us.
Oh, look at this. Returning already. One little appearance.
Hold on.
You going to renegotiate?
Hold on. Jerry wins a radio contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how tough is it to come up with an idea?
That's a good idea.
Jerry wins a radio contest.
See, you could be a writer. You could be a comedy writer. It's born.
Jerry's listening to a stupid morning zoo show and calls in and wins a prize.
I like it.
That's good.
You know, we don't even have to be in the same locale. It can just be the shot of us in the studio.
But listen, let's focus on this episode tonight.
But that's how confident we are, Kevin.
Focus on the episode tonight. It is the Thanksgiving episode for the King of Queens.
9/8/16, you got it.
Okay, Spence moves in tonight. Hilarity ensues.
It's a great show.
It is a funny show. It's got all the elements that have made this show successful, and we're pretty jacked to be a part of it.
So
you guys are great in it.
And you would think that pulling a 9.8 and a 16 against Regis, that would be slaying the dragon.
That would be killing the dragon. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Even if we lose to them, which we still will, but I mean just to do that, those are great numbers.
Okay. Well, then that is
That is our promise to you.
You're on, man.
Wow, promise to us and everything.
We do, you know, you can never underestimate the power of the listeners of this radio show. And we have sent out the call. We are telling all of our listeners as a personal favor.
All arms,
and
yeah.
Now, you know, as a personal favor to you guys, too, we want everybody to watch.
Now, Kevin, since you were last on, I think we've gone on at a couple more metered markets like Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, so all of those people are hearing our message now.
We want Sacramento to remember that the show is on at 7 o'clock in Sacramento this
evening.
That's
right.
It's very important to remember that.
We're on in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
We just covered in D.C. and Baltimore.
Unbelievable.
And Buffalo.
People come up to me all over, and they tell me they listen to you guys. They really do, and they say that you guys plug the show constantly, which is great.
We do, but now let's see, really.
We'll see how much power we really have.
Let's see your power.
Okay.
Watch. Okay, 7312. All right, not bad. we actually lost viewers.
And don't say that.
We understand that if that happens, you will probably never talk to us again, but I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pump it up, bro. It'll be great.
A 9.8. And a 16 share.
If we get a 7312, we would certainly appreciate you coming back on the show sometime.
I'm going to have to. I have to go back on the road again.
Exactly. We'll be calling you every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the competition now tonight at 8 o'clock, and frankly, you know, it's the Regis show. The phenomenon is over. They gave away the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time of your life, blah, nobody watches that, and it's a rerun of Friends.
Yeah, the rerun of Friends. I mean...
You know, if
Friends again?
Oh,
yeah, they're coming at us from all angles.
You guys beat Friends already. That's not a problem.
But, yeah.
Not a problem.
A repeat.
Well, they put on reruns against us because they do better than what was on. What was on? Suddenly,
Susan. Right. You know what that is? Suddenly, Toilet Time. They got, like, no ratings with that show.
Well, right.
Don't worry about it.
Is there any, you know, and we can use all the help we can get on this. Is there any words from either one of you to encourage our listeners to watch this program tonight? Anything you could say just for a final tip in to, you know, to motivate people? Kevin, go ahead.
Final words?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with lettuce.
I think he's doing this thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And Leo, would there be an impassioned plea that you would have for the people listening?
You know what you should do? Let me see. How many times are you guys on? You guys are on a few times, right? In the background?
I think we're on twice.
Two scenes. Yes.
That's wild.
Well, listen.
Well, I don't have any pleading words. I mean, you know, we don't want to come off like, you know.
Of course you
don't. But I think people are going to be excited to see you guys, and I got to say, you guys did a fine job.
Unbelievable.
Mike and I are not beyond begging, so I understand that you guys are TV stars.
TV stars. It's not up to you to do that. We'll take
you
care of
you. You don't want to beg. We will do the begging, and
we're not.
They'll cut me out. I'll beg, man. What are you talking about?
We're not beyond begging. I never
9816.
And I certainly hope that the show comes through with killer numbers tonight.
You guys are great.
King of Queens, 8 o'clock, CBS, all over the place.
I'm watching, and I swear it's like the first time I aired on. I'm watching for you, and I feel that same, you know, that passion. I'm so excited, and I'm nervous, and it's gonna be great for you guys.
Me too.
I'm
absolutely
pumped, man.
We're very excited, and we're gonna kick ass.
All right. Kevin, thank you.
You got it, guys. Thank you, guys, for everything you've done. Seriously.
Thank you, Kevin.
You guys are the best. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
Okay. Done.
Hold on, Leah. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, now we're alone.
Okay, good. Don.
Yes.
How are you feeling with your bald head?
Oh, I'm actually growing some hair back, Leah. Already.
Ready?
Already after 3 days. Now, Mike, be honest with her.
Yeah, well, I want to tell her one thing. Leah, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
He was a little hurt that you didn't even want to see a picture of him with the shaved head.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's a phrase that I coined. It's called unconditional love.
So what does that mean?
Well,
because I don't want to see a picture means I don't love you anymore?
Yes, well, that's how
that's
else...
ridiculous.
How else
you were
am
trying
I...
to make a meal out of this little snack called your bald head, and you said, do I want a picture? I don't want to be a BS artist. And I go, yes, Don, send me a picture out of your bald.
Okay.
My first reaction was like, no, you don't have to send me a picture. I believe you.
Would you, on any level, be curious to see what Don looks like with a shaved head?
I don't think people should show their bare head or their feet.
I didn't know she had the foot thing like you.
Did I tell you this would be my next wife?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what a thing I have about feet.
Why?
You don't know how much I hate feet. You don't know how much I hate feet. I hate looking at feet. Nobody's ever touched my feet.
They're horrendous.
Oh,
so yeah. Not your feet. I'm just saying in general.
No, my feet are horrendous. You haven't seen them.
So, Leah,
you don't like feet. I don't like, I especially don't like men showing their feet.
Really?
I think like those Birkenstocks, there should be a law against them.
Rob.
You know what I mean? They
Sorry,
really should
Rob.
Be. Rob wears them.
Yes, Rob wears them religiously, Leah. In the summer, Rob wears Birkenstocks and I wear Tevas.
No,
and it's the grossest thing. I hate it.
You can't. I don't like men showing their feet. I think that's just wrong.
I absolutely
And if women
agree.
Show their feet, they better be perfect.
Listen, I want you to know something. Mike is now doing something. Whenever we talk about feet, that just grosses me out. He takes his shoes off and he starts playing with his feet. And then he smells his shoes. He's smelling his fingers.
Do you know why I do that, Leah? Can I explain to you why I do that?
Honestly, I do that at home. I'm all for being into your own funk. I really am.
Let me tell you. When you do it in front of people. Wait a minute. I got to tell you something. I will tell you that I do this because I am a human being who has been blessed with a total lack of any foot odor. I just took my shoe off, I took my sock off, and I was rubbing my feet.
So gross.
And I have literally, I mean, there is not even, you know what I smelled? Shoe leather. The smell of shoe, because my feet have no appreciable odor.
It has nothing to do with odor, and that's a wonderful thing.
This is really not fair. It's a new shoe.
You got to see him bury his face in this shoe. It's ridiculous.
But do you understand that it's not a smelling thing?
It's not a smelling thing, Leah?
Who's that?
That's Mike. Mike's got the shoe over his face.
Hello, Leah. Leah, these, right now, there is, because I have no foot odor whatsoever, that is why I have my shoe over my face, over
That's
my entire
movie.
Face right now. I wish, really, that I could share this shoe with you and everybody, in fact, all of our listeners, because they would then know.
Is your bare foot just right out there?
Yes, right now.
That's
only
bothersome.
One. Gross.
That's bothersome.
Only one.
You're so right, Leah. It's more than bothersome.
Yeah. It's just wrong.
It's just concerning.
I don't like it.
It's disconcerting.
Hello, wake up. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Listen, we will watch your show tonight. We gotta play commercials or we're never going to get out of here tonight.
Oh, wait. Two things, Don.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that you feel bad that I didn't want a picture of you.
I'll get over it.
Bald head.
I'll get over it.
And second, you know, it's so weird when you have Kevin on the phone. I'm like, hey. Like, did you notice I kind of clammed up?
You do.
Yeah, well, you know, he's, technically he's like your boss, right?
Hello?
No.
He's like my boss?
No.
What?
He's like my boss?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, you've opened up
now.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Do your commercial.
I'm watching you on the Craig Kilborn show, and here's what I hear. I hear you say, Kevin is the greatest. I wouldn't have this job if not for Kevin.
And that's true. I'm feeling protective of you guys, that's all. When, you know, I'm not used to talking to you guys with Kevin on the phone.
Okay.
Anyway, do your commercial.
Okay.
You're obviously not taken with me at all today.
Oh, no, of course we are.
Whatever, call me back.
This is bad karma. This is bad karma
now,
for the episode tonight.
Listen to me. Listen to me. My head is bald. I have to go to the hospital tonight. I am having my hand operated on tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
Bundle of friggin' nerves.
Why are you going to the hospital?
Because I have to have my hand operated on tomorrow because I have a bone chip in one finger and I have all these lumps that they don't know what they are.
How the hell did that happen?
And be honest, they don't know if they can save the hand.
I don't know.
Don't play around.
Leah, I swear to God, my hand, of course, I'm not going to lose my hand. But I am going, Mike, how can I tell her about my serious medical problem while you are sniffing your socks?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Could you please tell me what is going on with your hand? What are you doing?
I'm just laughing at Mike with his socks.
I'm putting my shoes back on for you, darling.
I have,
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Bone chips in one finger that are sticking out.
Yeah, why?
I can't move.
Why?
Because I broke it a while ago. I have torn tendons in another finger, and I have a lump that they don't know what it is in the middle of my hand. So tomorrow, I'm going to be operated on, and it's not like outpatient stuff. I really have to go to the hospital, and they're going to make me go to sleep and stuff to do it.
Oh, really?
Yes, but I will be back Wednesday to take your call Wednesday.
Huh.
honey, I don't like this, that I don't know this about you. We claim to be, you know, friends and close and all that. Meanwhile, this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Well, Leah, you know, that information goes to those who I know love me unconditionally.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Done.
You know, even my wife
came there.
Even my wife came around on the bald head eventually.
Did I? What do you mean came around? What do you want me to do? You want me to love your bald head? I love your bald head.
Thank you.
She loves the bald head. That's wonderful.
No, I meant to play that. Thank you.
Perfect.
That's all I needed. Thank you.
That's all you needed? Okay.
That's all I needed. So listen,
right.
Really, have to go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll not be here tomorrow. We'll be here.
Know that I'll be thinking about you.
Thank you. As I will.
All my thoughts are with you, sweetheart.
As I will you. Mm. And we will.
Especially when those painkillers start kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
And you start to enjoy the little Leah fantasy. You'll probably have a very good time.
So, Mikey, are you going to do the show by yourself?
Hell no. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I'll be. What are you doing?
I'm going to Grandparents' Day at my oldest school tomorrow.
At your older school?
At his oldest daughter's school.
My oldest daughter's school.
Oh, okay. So,
we've got
no show?
Yes, put on a little show. She's going to sing a song. Morning is.
I'm talking about the Don and Mike show.
Oh, no, we'll play tapes.
Got it.
We have, like, okay. You know, reruns that we run tomorrow.
All right, so then we'll talk Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And I love you both.
Love you.
Okay.
And thank you. We'll watch the show tonight. Love you. See you later.
Well, Don, I need your number. You need to call me back.
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
Robbie, give her my car number. Give her my car number.
You've never given that to me.
Give her the car number. It's interesting. I know she has the home number,
right.
Car number. She's called me at home before.
But
I make sure she has the little phone. It's interesting that energy tonight. I hope we have a day of great joy on Wednesday with them.
Frankly, a 9-8 and a 16.
That's a
tall order.
That's a very tall order, but it's good to, you know, it's good to aim high.
Right. No pain, no gain.
Absolutely.
Right. Everybody, watch King of Queens tonight. Jesus Christ, we talked about it enough.
We have now, you know, now we'll see what happens.
King of Queens tonight, 8 o'clock, CBS. A news time now.
Yes.
And it's time for our buddy Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Oh, very important stuff tonight. Defending our freedom, the fights to save internet gambling and lap dances.
There you go.
Okay,
now.
Huh?
You got me now.
Hallelujah.
You had me at internet gambling.
Stay tuned for news.
Stay tuned,
comments.
Everybody. News
coming
up. Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.